a young man that you all know is Joe the Policeman from the What's Going Down episode of That's My Mama. I want you to put your hands together and welcome him to the stage. Big round of applause for Jackson Heights' own
Mr. DJ Newstar.
Yes!
DJ Newstar.
That boy is good.
Mm-hmm. Good and terrible.
Sweetness, I was only joking when I said I'd like to mash every tooth in your head. Oh, sweetness, I was only joking when I said by rights you should be bludgeoned in your bed. And now I know how Joan of Arc
Style Show. Coming to you live from New Jersey, safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark, we proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
In the homo, they touch it.
You guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet. Gosh. Nope. Yes. Nope. That's too bad. Do the chickens have large talons?
I don't know. Welcome to the DJ New Style Show, exclusively on thereisnoradio.com. I have to keep my intro just a little short because there's a little band that everybody loves from a little nation that used to be divided and is now united when a wall fell in 1989 or whenever the fuck. Oh, that's right. Let's spell it out. Now let's just say it. Rammstein!
Yeah!
so lovely. So lovely. Welcome to the DJ New Style Show. Proud to be on thereisnoradio.com, part of the original exclusive lineup on internet radio stations. That's right, some try to imitate what we've already done, what we have created for the old internet. That's right. With me tonight, as I guess it seems to be always, we have Steve the LARPer.
Yo.
Yeah, yeah. Did you yawn as I welcomed you in?
It's like reflux beer action talk.
Yeah, see, I thought I caught you in mid-yawn.
No. Yeah. You yawn loud. You would have heard it.
Yeah, that's right. Well, maybe you're yawning because you're not in the thereisnoradio.com chat room. Go to thereisnoradio.com, sign up, get in the chat room. We're all there right now. When you're listening live, that's where you need to be because it's the place to be. People are even on cam, Steve. You know this because you're there. I just tried to make a point.
Yeah, I'm looking at these cams. Well, I'm looking at one cam. I'm trying not to look at the other, but I'm looking at one.
You're such a homo.
Not really.
Well, I mean, if you're going to look at Kent the Movie Guy on cam in the thereisnoradio.com.
Well, yeah, Kent the Movie Guy on cam.
I am, because you know why? Kent's a handsome feller. That's right.
Kent is still dancing, and I'm sure the live video feed is back to our voices at this point.
No, the thing is, the...
Does he just have, like, an involuntary head nod? I don't know.
No, let's stop making fun of Kent. Kent does a good job for us, and he gets enough shit. And I need to apologize to Kent, because I let a fucking brutal assault happen when he was on the show the last time. And I need to say that, Kent, even though you have a Superman tattoo with a K in it, you're still okay in my book, sir, and I hope you call the show and take part. Steve the LARPer, what's going on, buddy? A lot of shit going on in the old world today.
Yeah, everything.
We have feedback in the chat room right away, and I'm excited whenever I hear feedback in the chat room, because as my friend Lil' Jimmy Rhodes used to say...
I'd like to see that chat room is finally banging.
This is definitely banging.
Totally banging. Spandy Man checking in. Two damage.
Hey, you know?
Yeah.
No effect.
Kent the Movie Guy has thrown a beanbag, and he's trying to slow you. He's trying to cast slow.
See, the thing that Kent doesn't really understand is you can actually run around in these games as opposed to, like, online games where you just sit on a chair.
We know that they don't run around.
Around?
These are, like, the people that were told by their doctors to go see the outside world or they would die. So they decided, oh, well, how can I play WoW and be outside? I think I'll go wrestle around under a fucking pine tree.
Wait.
And pretend I'm some kind of mythic creature.
No, wait. Did you hear about the guy that he rigged up like some kind of WoW machine? And he would be like on a treadmill as he played WoW.
Well, there's a product they're marketing. And I don't know if it was influenced by this guy, but it's like a set of bike pedals that you put under your desk. So you could exercise while you're on the old computer.
You know what it was? It wasn't a treadmill. It was a bike machine.
That has to be the saddest thing I've ever heard.
That really is. Ride your bike, man. You can't take jumps.
You're fat enough that you need to exercise, but you're lazy enough that you cannot get away from the fucking chair. That your ass has now completely flattened into a shallow W because your ass cheeks have fucking just destroyed the fake leather chair you sit in. Your fake captain's chair that you bought from Circuit City or fucking Staples. Nice. That's good, by the way. I'm about to start joining you. You might have heard that little...
See, that, come that's, up. That's, that is what a 100-point rated beer burp sounds like.
I just threw my cap. You may have a 100-point rated beer, but you know what? Mine exceeds the scale. Mine exceeds the scale of...
I have a question for you.
I laugh at your 100 points.
Are you drinking the champagne of beers?
I am drinking the champagne of beers. That's right. Miller High Life. All hail the champagne of beers.
What is the alcoholic content that's usually plastered on every beer label of every beer? What's
you know the what? They don't content? They don't choose to cheapen the label of the champagne of beers with the alcohol content. They just know that if you have enough of them, you will be fucked up and ready enough to use any piece of jagged metal in your vicinity to cut somebody.
But how many is enough? Because, like, you know, a six-pack of...
Depends on the day and depends on your mood, my friend. Champagne is a fickle beast.
I know that because I was actually looking through, like... I pulled out a case, a cold case from before I came home today. I pulled out a cold case. I'm looking at the Miller High Life.
Cold case, like the show? CBS?
Yeah, like the show. Just like the show. They drink beer.
Yeah, they do.
But I pulled it out, and I'm looking. I'm like, what's the alcoholic content on this? And I'm, like, looking around. I was almost about to ask the guy on Bottle King. I'm like, what's the alcoholic content of this? And he would have just tried to look at the label like I was
doing. Did
you
just give a plug to Bottle Keg?
Bottle King.
Bottle King? Okay, well, I'm sorry. Bottle King's okay. Bottle Keg, not good. Their check bounced. We can't give plugs to Bottle Keg.
Who the hell is that?
Yeah, you know.
Check bounced.
Yeah, check bounced.
I wouldn't know anything about that.
You can't give any free plugs to Bottle Keg.
Be nice. They're open till 10 o'clock and they're a liquor store.
Yeah, I don't know what the alcoholic the percentage of alcohol in the champagne and beers, but I'll tell you, it's 100% nice. It's 100% nice. You're gonna disagree?
I said I will not disagree.
Oh, you won't disagree. But you're drinking something else. What are you drinking exactly?
It's called Anchor Steam Beer, made in San Francisco since 1896.
Made in San Francisco.
Yeah, you know, like, I kind of had to look past that, and I had to look more towards the 100 point.
And the brush is the brush like this, like a homo. The homos notice the paint.
The homos notice the 100 point rated beer. The homos drink it and pretend to be wizards.
I think I need to go to a party with Shawnee Murphy one night recently.
Shawnee Murphy's an animal. Shawnee Murphy is
Shawnee Murphy, and seriously, like a year and a half at this point.
I've seen him. I've seen him when we went to Vegas, and I think he said, "Ugh, if I ever do the show again, and then I couldn't understand anything else because he kept saying Jack and Coke,
He's still on a Jack and Coke kick?
Oh, he drinks nothing else. I don't even. You know what? I would wager that if he were to eat morning cereal, he would laugh at milk and instead pour some Jack and Coke in with his fucking corn pops.
Hey, if you haven't tried it, you really don't know how good it is.
It might be okay. I gotta say, it might be okay. Coming in from the chat room, Ross. His name is Ross. No fucking gimmicks. Nothing. He says, you're 100% gay.
Yeah, wow. I'm trying to figure out who this dude is. I'm trying to read and talk.
I don't know. Maybe he's got some flag quilting in his lineage.
Ah, maybe he's related to Betsy or my friend Scott.
Holy shit, dude! The fucking.
I'd like to see that chat room is finally banging.
Insane.
There are tons of people in the thereisnoradio.com chat room. I don't know. Maybe it's the exclusive lineup.
Maybe that's what it is.
You think it's the co-host? Yeah.
I think it's the new steady co-host.
Did you nail a parchment to the fucking village square and demand that all your fellow LARPers witness a miracle as people speak through copper wires into plastic and glass boxes, the likes of which ye have never seen?
The wires can be glass too.
Oh, they can, can't they? Just ruin it. Just fucking, you know what? Why don't you just ruin everything I say?
Because that's my job.
It is. It is on the DJ New Style Show. You're listening to a wonderful show with Steve the LARPer here. We're just talking about some beer. You know why? Because we're men, we drink beer, man. Ugh, I can't stand it.
Wait, oh, never mind. I was going to say, I forgot. What was I gonna
say? Wow, that's wonderful. Yeah, why don't you tell everybody how cool it is to smoke pot every day? Dude, never mind. Yo, you think smoking herb gonna ruin my memory? Man, I've been smoking herb since God bless all those commercials.
Yeah, you know what? Someone was asking me about some kind of weird book the other day that I read back in grade school, and somehow I remembered the person who wrote it. It was called The Serpent and the Rainbow. No, that wasn't the book. That that was that crazy ass movie.
Oh my god, it's hilarious that you bring up the Serpent in the Rainbow.
Do you remember that movie? That movie was crazy. That movie scared me more than any like slasher Hellraiser. I've watched Hellraiser since I was 2 years old.
Well, I've never seen it. I know nothing about it except for the fact that
it's a true story.
When we were going to Vegas, there was this guy just practicing stand up outside of a Quick Check in New Jersey at fucking 4:15 in the a.m. And
my town up the street, one block from me.
Yeah, and Shawnee Murphy approaches, and he has a knack where like people will just start talking to him, they'll engage him, and
I don't know why
the guy will.
Why after knowing him, I don't.
Shawnee Murphy had a Yukon hat on, and he goes, Connecticut. You know, that reminds me of a story. I was driving to Rhode Island. It's like, oh, that's good. And then he just starts babbling. And he kept saying, "Serpent in the Rainbow, Serpent in the Rainbow," like that. And that's what made me realize that I know nothing about the fucking movie except for that delusional prick outside of a fucking Quick Check.
The Serpent in the Rainbow is about
Serpent in the Rainbow.
In a couple sentences, it's about Bill Pullman. He's a Harvard professor. He goes to Jamaica, finds out people can get turned into zombies. Studies how to make the concoction that makes you into a zombie, makes it, and then the movie gets all fucked up, and then he gets killed, and everybody he knows dies, and everyone dies.
Sounds like a lovely, heartwarming tale.
Yeah, people get, like, buried, and then they, like, dig themselves out of the grave and stuff. It's just based on, like, some dude in Jamaica who claimed to have done this.
Oh, it's based on just some dude in Jamaica, you know?
Yeah, like...
some guy, you know, there's some guy in Jamaica.
Yeah. Any movie that's based on a story by a Jamaican is only put there
it's
to be
guaranteed.
Based on something.
It's guaranteed to be fake. Jamaicans are notorious liars. Notorious liars. I want to give a shout to Kent the Movie Guy holding up a chef figurine on his cam in the There Is No Radio chat room for no apparent reason.
Yeah, I don't know if Kent realizes this, but he's pretty much off the show and has been for months. But Kent, you know, he stays up on his stuff.
Oh, that's good that... That's good that you've decided who's on the DJ New Style show and who isn't.
No. Chef hasn't been on South Park.
Oh, I thought you meant that Kent isn't on the show. I don't know if you know this, Kent, but you're not on the show and you don't matter. Nobody cares what figurine
that's like someone calling in and me telling them that they're not on the show.
Yeah.
I would do that. I would still do that.
Oh, God, it's so sexy. So, do you have a nice weekend there, Steve? What'd you do this weekend?
I cleaned.
What? You cleaned another bag of pot on a fucking album cover? What'd you do? What do you mean clean?
I cleaned my domicile, my apartment.
Your apartment? The basement? Yeah.
What I had done... No, this is actually pretty good. What I did was I found every single old retro video game piece of... basically any video game, cable system, or game... that I've ever owned, which is a lot.
Wait, hold on. I want to back up a little bit. When you were talking about The Serpent and the Rainbow, how old is this movie?
I'd say it was like...
more than 2 years?
Oh, yeah. It's late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah, late 80s, early 90s, and Kent the Movie Guy is losing his shit that you're giving away the end of the movie in the chat room. He is flying off the handle in all caps. All caps! There isn't nary a lowercase letter in anything he's typed.
Don't give away the fucking ending of the movie, you douche.
Yeah. If you want to send some feedback in, you can get in the chat room, thereisnoradio.com, or you can send an IM out to DJ New Style Radio on AOL Instant Messenger. You can even call the show if you're listening live.
Or you can IM me, Steve927. An AOL Instant Messenger, and I'll respond to you, Kent, if you have something to say to me.
Yeah, okay. And it's 316-768-4472, 316-768-4472. And yeah, you know what, if you want to, if you're abroad, currently in the middle cam, apparently all your attention is being focus gobbled up by Steve. Steve has no focus for anything else, so it's STEEV927 from Game Station Store. It's all good. It's all good in the hood. You clean your place this weekend. That's what you did?
Well, I disheveled it and then fixed it. I mean, it was...
So you had to destroy it to clean it.
Yeah, isn't that the way you have to do?
It's amazing. I went to Del Frisco's first time out.
That's what I learned from the president of our country.
Oh, it's an amazing fucking political parallel you've made with cleaning your basement. Thanks. I went to Del Frisco's, had a great meal, really, really good steaks, and I have to say I didn't do any cleaning, because you know why? I'm not a woman.
Where's Del Frisco's?
Del Frisco's is in NYC, Rockefeller Center.
I hate the city.
Oh. Do you have to end any sarcastic kind of comment with that?
I'm smoking.
I hate when people smoke and...
and talk.
And do that little dramatic exhale, fucking breathe the smoke out right after they try to make some kind of sarcastic, standout-ish remark. I have nothing to describe that right now.
Shut up. Now that Ken went to his bathroom, I guess, check out his room. This is amazing. He's just got, like, his bed.
Are you going to seriously fucking diss Kent's cleanliness of his room? Who gives a fuck what another man does with his bed sheet? Who cares?
And because my place is clean.
This room is clear. Did you make a place for everything and put everything in its place? Like, did you make a certain section in your closet for cloaks? A little cubby for daggers?
No, that shit's in the back of my trunk of my car.
Oh, okay. So how long did you spend cleaning your room? I mean, it sounds like such a riveting weekend.
Yeah. No. 3 hours. I don't know. No, but I had fun pulling all my stuff out, pulled all my old Nintendo games out.
I guarantee you, I know of someone who would give anything to be cleaning a room this weekend, and that is Jack Palance, dead, 87 years old.
He would be do anything not to be dead right now.
I don't know. Do you think so? Do you think he'd really want to not be dead at 87 years old?
Dude, it's Jack Palance. Jack Palance will kick death's ass. If Jack Palance wanted to live, he would tell death just to go away, and he'd still live.
Everybody
decided on his... Jack Palance is the original Chuck Norris. I don't know why these people say shit about Chuck Norris.
And he's back. James Gum checking in with another brilliant feedback. DJ's right. I will read the rest because the rest of it's good too. Cleaning and taking punches is woman's work.
Taking punches.
Yes, absolutely. But yeah, Jack Palance, man.
Bullets. Save your husband.
Yeah. Yeah, so Jack Palance dead. I was just sick of hearing how, I remember at the Oscars in 1992 when he dropped to hit the stage and did one-armed push-ups. I don't care. He was good in a few movies.
City Slickers 1.
And Shane.
I don't know.
A little movie called Shane.
No,
I like how you roll out with the Billy Crystal flick first. The guy was in fucking Shane, okay?
The guy was the original Ripley's Believe It or Not host. I mean, that's Jack Palance.
That's what we need to remember Jack Palance for.
That's what I'll always remember Jack Palance for. Like, when Dean Kamen came in for, like, the new retro...
Dean Kamen?
Like,
what, the Dean segue Kamen. We're going to talk about now? Dean Kamen?
Kane.
Oh, Kamen. Dean Kane, fake Superman, okay.
Yeah, the fake-ass Superman came in to be the fake-ass Jack Palance, basically. It took over Ripley's Believe It or Not. I'm like, dude, Jack Palance is still alive. Why is he not hosting this?
Is it ironic or creepy that one of Jack Palance's last credits are Living with the Dead?
Neither. I mean, come on. Biggie made it when Biggie Smalls died. His last album is Ready to Die. I mean, come on.
Well, maybe a slight prediction. His third to last role, he starred in Prancer Returns. Are we foreshadowing a bit with the role selection he exhibited in his lifetime? I don't know. You tell me.
I don't know. We're going to be hearing reports of Jack Palance walking around like fucking Chicago in 2 months.
It's going to be it's going to be difficult watching Curly's Gold.
Well,
he actually died in that movie.
Maybe he did. Maybe they've just been holding off the news for like 7 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Andrew McCarthy and that other Jewish fellow that nobody really knows anymore. They've just been holding his head up.
McCarthy and the guy, other guy from
Weekend at Bernie's. They've just been holding him up. Those push-ups were a fucking sham. They held him up with ropes. They held him up with ropes and invisible strings. It was all part of the show.
I don't really think you need that much to hold up Jack Palance, man.
How tall was he? I don't even know.
He was a big dude. Like, he was tall, but he wasn't, like, he didn't, you know, he weighed, like, 95 pounds, but he was, like, 6'5".
I just remember that one of my teachers in grade school thought he was the coolest thing ever. He's like,
but he was.
You kids, no, you. Like,
your teacher was absolutely right. Jack Palance is, like, one of the, like, the manliest men ever.
Wow. He was manly, was he, Steve? Is that what you'd describe
in
him
the
as?
In the cool, I'm 4 years old and I'm watching you on Ripley's Believe It or Not exposing me to cool shit type of way.
Okay.
No, not like a I'm attracted to you in a homosexual type of way like Sean Connery.
Well.
Jack Palance is on a different level altogether.
Wait, you're attracted to Sean Connery?
I didn't say that.
You just did.
No, I didn't.
Well. Well. I don't know quite what to say, Steve. You kind of outed yourself.
I'll be able to say anything.
I want to give a shout to the kids at MActive.com, all those crazy skateboarding motherfuckers that are back listening to the show. We have, I think, Kevin Tlusty, unless that's Tlusty? Not his name. I don't know. It's Kevin T.
Let's
go with that. He's trying to be different. And we have Ross, who's just, I don't have time for this, man! I've got to listen to the new Killers album.
Fight the urge to leave.
I'm fighting the urge to leave, man.
Come on, I hope that he has a fight that lasts another
Wait,
2.5 hours.
Kent the movie guy is saying that he's 6 foot two. 6 foot two.
So Kent's saying he was 6'2", he's not that tall. Kent's saying that Kent is 6'2", and Jack Palance wasn't 6'5", because Kent has stood next to Jack Palance.
You know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say fuck Jack Palance. Billy D for coolest man ever.
Billy D scares me, though.
Why does he scare you? Because he was Lando, and he had a sharp cape that he used to wear?
No.
He had a really nifty cape. And,
no, because Lando was a sellout, man. Lando was the most hardcore sellout.
There's still time to save him. Oh,
it's a little bitch.
What the fuck was that?
Oh, that was a bottle hitting another bottle in my garbage can.
That's good. I like that it went right through my fucking ears. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, I'll put it back in the six-pack like I've been doing up until now.
Yeah. Will you? That's awesome. Wonderful.
I'll do it.
So we're ditching out on the Pal Talk room. We're doing what is what can only be described as an experiment. Steve the LARPer. We have
I do like the video feeds in the There Is No Radio room.
Yeah, apparently we're still getting calls 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style show. Who's this?
This is Jack Palance.
Oh my god.
Believe it or not.
Wow, Jack Palance calling the DJ New Style show. What's up, Jack?
I'm Big Fanios, DJ New Style. Believe it or not.
I'm going to go with not. You came back from the dead to call a shitty internet radio show?
Steve is so high right now. Believe it or not.
Believe it. I totally believe it. Just like the square tomatoes.
I want to took a dump bigger than Billy Crystal. Believe it. Oh, no.
Yeah, he was the guy that wasn't Daniel Stern in City Slickers. Jack Palance hung up the phone? Or no? Oh, no, wait. Steve the LARPer hangs up. How the fuck am I going to lose Steve the LARPer and not lose Jack Palance? Are you there, Jack? Are you there? Please, give us a sign, Jack Palance. Oh, no. We've lost him. And we've lost Steve the LARPer. It's a wonderful fucking turn of events on the DJ New Style show. We're going to have some fucking difficulties. So why don't we just take an early break. Early break. That's right. The DJ New Style show.
The DJ New Style show will be back after something.
And like you float.
It's worked so far, but we're not out yet.
I wanna know
what you're thinking. There are some things you can't hide. I wanna know what you're feeling. Tell me what's on your mind.
Give it to me. I love you.
Gosh, shut up!
Okay. Yeah.
You cocksucker! What you're
thinking? Shut up!
What's funny?
I love you. Give it to me. I love you.
Fuck you!
Pure energy. No. Take the 6 nuggets and throw 2 of them away.
You cocksucker!
Alright. Alright. Yeah. 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 No. No. Give it to me.
Better, closer, warmer.
No. No.
Fuck my ass. What else?
I've been doing cock push-ups. Cock push-ups?
The DJ New Style Show.
As a public service, the DJ New Style Show proudly presents...
So you sons of faggot, who gives a fuck? Are you ashamed of your homosexual son? You should be proud of him. He can do so many things that a heterosexual son just cannot do. For example, he can Decorate, design, pick out a sofa, choreograph, sing and dance, Broadway style. Shop for shoes, blow a Spaniard, Broadway style. Play the oboe, knit, weave a basket, enjoy a jail sentence, illegally marry, write poems, take 10 in the shitter in a motel, talk with a lisp, dance, stay attached to a fence, enjoy ballet, lose T-cells, explain the presence of his life partner at Thanksgiving, wear a robe, take up scrapbooking, shit soup cans, crave the taste of bleach, listen to Dashboard Confessional, watch Will and Grace, dance, hang up Ashton Kutcher posters, blow a stranger in a bus station, and be remembered on a really, really big quilt. So I hope now you all can tell that it's okay to have a gay son. After all, he won't be alive that long anyway. Thank you, and good night.
Yeah, son, the Denali is the most lovely. With the plush leather, bedazzled.
We're back
with the DJ New Style Show.
Oh, he sounds so smart.
Oh, no, I don't. Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show, exclusively on thereisnoradio.com. Oh, Dip. Steve LaLarper, are you back and is everything all good? You're back, sir, correct?
What about my back?
Not your back. You're back.
You are back. I am back.
I get it, because you could misspell it.
Y-O-U-R-E. Y-O-U-R-E.
Oh, gosh. I tell you.
Oh, I wish Jimmy still called, because we could have, like, Jimmy Spelling Bee. It was the best.
Yeah.
You know how you spell towel, right? T-O-U-L-E.
How much shit can we throw into a salt drink beverage?
I do miss little Jimmy Rhodes.
Jimmy has some fucking...
He has some gems from time to time. He really did.
That's the word, gems. That was the word I was looking for.
Like this one, my favorite.
Little pumpkins on my lap.
Oh, yes.
That's right. That's Little Jimmy Rhodes. I used to play a clip of Little Jimmy Rhodes leading into the first song of the show, something like that. And I got away from it because he hasn't really been on the show. I think he's going to get married. Surprisingly enough, he's getting married in April.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and I'll be in the wedding. How swell. I'll be the master of ceremonies. No, I'm not.
The question is, will I get invited?
Will you get invited?
I don't think I will.
No, you probably won't. You know why? Because you're not.
I haven't seen Jimmy. Because
you're not one of her friends.
Oh, okay.
No offense, Jimmy, but come on. We know the deal. We know who runs, who rules the roost.
We know who wears the pants, Jimmy.
I wear pants. I don't get it.
Pants. Can't you guys see? Look at my pants and my moon boots.
Nah, my moon boots. Since when does Little Jimmy Rhodes wear moon boots? He does not wear moon boots.
What?
What are you talking about, moon boots?
Oh.
He wears those crispy white sneakers. If you ever get a smudge on his sneakers, he'll fucking brain you. He has the whitest sneakers I've ever seen in my life.
Back in his CCM days, he wore moon boots.
Moon boots. That was what, for a month? I think he dropped out pretty quick. Pretty quick!
I'm sure he wore those shoes longer than he attended CCM.
Anyway.
We love Jim.
Yeah, I did some business with the used video game industry, which you happen to be
a proprietor.
Integral in. You're an integral part of the used video game industry. But I regret to say I didn't buy it from GameStationStore.com where you're employed. I'm sorry.
Did you say GameStop?
GameStationStore.com. GameStationStore.com. Click enter the store, and you'll see a cam inside the store where you can see Steve the LARPer working throughout the day, selling shitty Game Boy Advance games to fat Mexican kids who only left the house to buy more shitty Game Boy Advance games. That's right, Steve.
You would have no idea how many Mexicans come in and buy games.
Mexicans love video games, dude.
No, Spanish people. Like, I will definitely not talk to a white person. If, like, say, like a Spanish guy and a white woman came in, like right after another.
Yep.
I would engage the Spanish guy way faster than the white girl.
They love video games,
dude. Spanish people will seriously spend all of their money that they have left in the entire world on video games.
Wow, you say that like there's such a substantial amount that they're spending. They're not exactly making a ton. And I want to clarify. I encourage everybody to love one another, goddammit.
Love one another.
But cut that. Seriously, they only earn pennies a day mowing lawns.
I mean, how many sheets can you really wash in a day? Not enough to get a
just
new
racist.
Xbox 360.
You had to go and be racist and ruin it. But I bought a game, used game. Fight Night 3.
Fight Night Round 3.
Relatively brand new game. Relatively. Came out this year. Gotcha. I don't buy console games. I don't like playing on the old Xbox that I have.
So you got Xbox? Regular Xbox?
I have the OG Gangsta Xbox.
See, now it's,
with
see,
the
now
Xbox
as,
Live!
I'm sorry, it's not known as the OG Gangsta Xbox. It's known as regular Xbox now.
They don't call it vanilla?
No, they call it
vanilla
Xbox.
Wow, we lost Belinda pretty goddamn quick. Belinda, a listener in the chat room, but I still have.
I stumbled onto.
I'm still glad to report that.
I'd like to see that chat room is finally banging.
I forgot about the "I like to say" part. Would have worked a little bit more seamlessly.
So yeah, I bought that game and I've been playing on Xbox Live, and I played a little bit of the campaign or whatever you want to say, the training mode against
one player.
The computer. Yeah, one player mode. I've been playing a little bit of that, doing pretty well. I made my character Big Eddie Ed, and you have to
smack a bitch.
You have to pick a name, and it's like it's like the Golden Boy or the Crusher or Lights Out. I picked Dollar Bill.
Dollar Bill. Dollar Bill, y'all.
Yeah.
Big Eddie Ed, Dollar Bill, y'all.
It's Big Eddie, Dollar Bill Ed is the name. And he's tearing up the minor leagues, I'll have you know. And I got bored, and after four fights against one player mode, and I decided it was time to go ahead and face the people online. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
Only $1 left. Churro Tecmo Bowl. I come off.
And all they do with Tecmo Bowl is kick field goals and punt. They never run plays or try to tackle anybody.
No, dude, I don't know what you're talking about. You don't know how to play Tecmo Bowl, sir.
You don't get it, do you, Steve? I'm not even going to explain it.
No, it's probably something I know nothing about, but if you play Tecmo Bowl, you pick...
He's a Spaniard, and he... Oh, forget it. Forget it.
It's a standard?
Yeah, so I'm playing online, and the fact that Mexicans love video games, clearly evident to me, when every time in my headpiece from my fucking Xbox Live, I'm sitting there with the fucking Janet Jackson headset on my couch, getting demolished by fucking... 8-year-old after 8-year-old telling me I'm a fucking faggot, telling me I'm
puta.
You're a faggot! Yo, you need to put your hands up and defend yourself! Yo, cabron! Hit X!
Yo, cabron!
They're telling me what to do, and it's just making me madder and madder and madder. And it's just Mexican after Mexican. And finally, I get a white kid, and I demolish him. I destroyed him. Absolutely.
That's all you have to do. Like, in video games, I mean, it's all dependent by race. I mean, like, you know, like a white kid...
Depends on the type of game, though. Like a sports game, Mexican will destroy anybody in a sports game.
I'm not saying, like, Asians totally dominate all games.
When it comes to StarCraft, you cannot beat a Korean. I'm sorry.
Absolutely not. It's the national sport of South Korea.
National sport. They have sneakers with a fucking Zergling on it.
Yeah, you know, we have
cartoon characters from a fucking video game.
South Koreans have StarCraft.
And Steve, don't fucking act like that's so goddamn far out to pretend something's real, okay? When you have cloaks and scrolls of parchment with spells in your fucking newly cleaned closet.
I don't have a closet.
You just said you... Oh, no, I made the closet part up. Okay.
Oh, it's all new. It's clean. Fucking, I don't have a closet.
Every time I do that, I get more turned on. Just by myself. I'm sorry.
What, burping?
Oh, I love it.
I know how you feel. I absolutely know how you feel. I feel like more of a man. I feel that manual.
Thing is, Ken the Movie Guy held up a Nintendo DS, and I like the DS. I like playing the little games, but they're, you know, they're games. They're little games. I love online play because if you're good, if you get to a level where you're good, you can make other people feel bad. That's what it's all about.
That's the whole point. That's the whole point. Why do you think I play WoW?
WoW is, for the people that don't know, for the people that have had sex, WoW is World of Warcraft.
Yeah, that's World of Warcraft, which I have quit playing because it's...
Oh, yeah, no.
No, I haven't played in a month.
I gotta tell you.
Plus,
I love Blizzard. I love Blizzard Entertainment and all their video games. Refuse to play WoW or any massively multiplayer role-playing game.
The thing is, like, Blizzard totally abandoned the whole idea of a pickup game. And, like, you know, sometimes you go to... If you want to go play basketball, you roll down to your courts in your street and you go play a pickup game.
Yes, like StarCraft. 20 minutes and you're done.
We're gonna make teams and we're going to play for the next 7 hours and you can't leave. And if you leave, we'll track you down and just... No, like, who gives a shit? I want to play for 2 hours and they can't understand it.
7 million copies sold. Can't be too wrong. It can't be too wrong.
You know what's funny? at our store, we have, like, 3 copies of WoW. and one is like 3 million sold. The next one has a little sticker. This is like 6 million sold. The next one
one's
has
been
a sticker,
around.
This is 7 million sold.
Wow. Literally.
Like, every time you get a new shipment, it's like a different like little gold sticker on it.
God, I can't imagine just sitting there hours on end playing this fucking
You know what I have to say? I have to give some kind of. Oh my. Keep talking. I can't pay attention right
what
now.
The fuck is wrong with you, dude?
I was going to have to say, I have to give props to every single girl that dated a guy and actually stayed with him that played an online game.
Yeah. Let's give some respect where it's due. Give some respect where it's due. That's a patient girl.
That is a damn patient girl.
Take a back seat to her boyfriend's need for fucking imaginary currency.
The funny thing is, I know girls that play online and left their boyfriends because they played more.
Yeah,
like,
really.
How can you, like, come on, guys, like, get a little booty or something, come on, like, what the hell?
When's the last time anybody has said booty and meant sex?
3 seconds ago when I said it.
I mean, before that, you know, like, when,
nine
when anybody
ago,
that mattered.
Vanilla Ice said it in one of his songs.
Arsenio Hall punctuated one of his wonderful shows with the word booty in 1989, and that was the last time it was heard. Fuck. Yeah, I can't get involved. I can't waste years of my life building up some imaginary fucking character. I just can't do it. I like playing games where I can use my fucking brain and defeat and crush the youth of America in video games.
That would be great.
I love defeating 8-year-olds and making them cry.
They have to make like a role-playing game where you like play like the role of like a leader of a country, and then like you could just totally destroy like everybody in a country just by all the decisions you make.
Isn't that called Civilization?
I don't know. I never played it.
Yeah, maybe you should. Maybe then you would know. You'd have an educated opinion. So,
about an educated opinion.
I'm playing that game, dude, and I played like 6 games last night.
Fight Night.
Yeah, Fight Night, round three. Ding, ding. And my fingers are fucked up. Fucked up from the 2 thumbsticks on the Xbox controller. They're rubberized or whatever. My fingers are like on fire today. I have blisters all over my fucking fingers.
Do you remember that Nintendo?
The Mario Party. I needed the Mario Party glove. The glove they gave away because people were burning holes into their wrist from playing Mario Party. Spinning it around.
I never played Mario Party.
I never played any of them. N64, they're all little mini games.
I think I have played them.
I understand that you have, because since you work at a used video game store, but there are people listening that have no fucking clue what Mario Party is.
No, you know what? Mario Party is a hard, like, all of them are hard to come by. If you have, like, the 64 Mario Parties, they're worth, like, $30 still.
Wow. I have a new money-making scheme. Let's go throughout America and locate every game pack that ever was made for Mario Party 64, and we will be millionaires. I'm getting too old for this shit, Riggs. I can't be buying game packs for no Nintendo 64, Riggs.
Goddamn, Riggs, don't you have a hard drive?
Oh, man. N64, terrible. I'm going to go in and say terrible. A lot of people getting pointing out their games that they're hooked on. Barb from the thereisnoradio.com chat room checking in with The Sims.
The Sims, my last crazy girlfriend had me playing Sims Online.
Wow.
She's like, "Yo, you have to make more pizzas." And she's just like, I'm like talking to her on my cell phone. I'm like, "What am I doing?" She's like, "You have to make pizzas." I'm like, "Why?" Like, yeah. For our house.
It got to the point where in video games, a lot of the games required you to like actually like work. Like you had to have a job in the video game. Like part of Shenmue on the Dreamcast was you had to put in like a 9-to-5-hour day with a fucking forklift.
It was all real time.
Forklift and move boxes. This is a fucking video game. I'm going to work in a warehouse. I'm supposed to be a ninja carving people up with fucking blades.
See, the thing I can accept, like, doing that is fishing. Like, ninjas fish. Like, pirates fish. no one else. Like, ninjas and pirates are, like, the only things that you can really, like, do, like, sidetrack kind of quest for.
Well, we had a call. I'm going to see if I can get them back in here. It was Kent the movie guy. I think have some beef going on, but I don't know exactly what he was calling in for. Kent the movie guy, you're on the DJ New Style show with Steve the Lover.
It was Haiti. It wasn't Jamaica. I accept that fact.
Kent, what's up? Holy shit. Make sure you're ready next time. God damn you, Kent.
Kent, technology is your friend. Learn how to use it.
By the way, quick plug, Nigga Know Technology. That's NiggaKnow.com. NiggaKnow.com.
And he does know a lot.
The number to call, 316-768-4472. That's 316-768-4472. You reading types, just type out rough 72 on your dial pad or whatever.
That's R-U-F-F.
R-O-U-G-H. It's not like the Rough Riders.
Niggas want to die. What?
Yeah. Well, I know you said Rough Riders and Barb smiled.
She's on a delay, sir.
I know.
She's on a delay. Fandick entering the room.
Fandick.
You got to check out his show.
Never Fandick.
Dude, Fandick is an absolute maniac.
No, he's like the guy that's always on before you, isn't he?
Some nights, yeah.
Or a lot. Well, a lot.
He's on a lot, basically.
Yeah, Fandick's on a lot. I like Fandick. I started actually listening to the station aside from this show when I was actually on.
Well, yeah, it's what you should do.
as I should say and do to try to promote, you know, whatever. Yeah, but I listened to it. It was good. Like, Fandick is definitely a good listen.
I have.
He doesn't talk at all, does he?
I have the utmost respect for Fandick ever since a certain incident we can't mention where he fucked some dude's wife. Or I basically just mentioned it anyway. I don't even care. He said, I'm going to fuck your wife. He went out. He fucked the dude's wife. Congrats.
Wow.
Yeah.
He did that?
Yeah, that's right. Kent the movie guy. You there? Holy shit. Use the phone. Yeah, he did that. The guy was harassing him, giving his personal information out and all that shit. And the guy's like, you know what? I've had enough. I am going to fuck your ex-wife. And he went out, and he posted pictures the next day on his next podcast with him and the dude's ex-wife. And then the last picture, they were kissing in the picture. And leave it up to your imagination.
Wow.
That's a situation we're not supposed to talk about, by the way. So if you downloaded this on the podcast, you need to open up Cool Edit Pro and scroll over to 57 minutes and 10 seconds. And delete 5 seconds from that point. That's what you need to do. You're on the DJ New Style show. Who's this?
Hey, it's Kent. Sorry.
Oh, wow. Wow.
The chat room was taking priority of my mic, so I couldn't speak. Sorry.
So you left.
Dude, Kent,
yeah,
you just called in and said it was Kent. It sounded like Jimmy. I don't know why.
It did sound a little bit like little Jimmy Rhodes.
Let me
see.
I don't want to sound like Jimmy Rhodes.
Yes, you do.
Sounded like him again.
It is all the way up you. Fuck. It is all the way up you. Fuck.
Maybe, but I don't sing. That's fucking bullshit, I tell you. Dude, I'll take a bet this would brew you, I could.
I'll take a bet this would brew you, I could.
I'd like to see that chat room is finally banging.
That's right. Yes, certainly is. So, Ken the Movie Guy, what do you got for us tonight?
Well, I was gonna relate about video games and fingers and the pain. I just got Guitar Hero 2, which might be the most
addicting
game ever. And after like 7 hours of straight play, I got blisters on my left hand from using the fret buttons.
I like the people.
Hold on, Ken.
Okay, sure. Go ahead. Seriously.
All right, everyone's being spastic and talking at the same time. Doesn't that have like all sorts of like weird like Comedy Central songs on it? Like, isn't there a Homestar Runner song on there? Trogdor, right?
I wouldn't know. I haven't gotten a Trogdor song.
I like how people get that and then they master it and now they think they're like fucking Carlos Santana.
Yeah, that annoys me. Dude. When I went and bought it at Best Buy, there was a kid there playing, it was the first one, he was playing Bark at the Moon on Expert, which is ridiculously hard.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, let's see you get a real guitar and do it, you know? Like, the kid was acting like, yeah, look at me. All these people are staring there watching, and I'm like,
hey, Kent, can you do it on a real guitar?
No, I can't.
Okay.
Ooh.
No, but I don't try to act like I can.
Ooh. Oh, okay. Do you play DDR?
No, God, no. Dude.
Wait, no, you know what? There are people there that are not complete faggots. Please explain any acronyms you use.
Okay, Dance Dance Revolution. Come on.
Dancing!
Yeah, haven't you ever... okay, I guess people don't go to arcades. I go to an arcade at least once a week, but... If you ever see some of the people... I've actually seen videos of some of these people playing DDR that is insane. Like, I have never played the game myself. It's like the game people go out and buy, like, you know, the dance pad for $30 to play. But I've seen, like, videos of kids that play DDR with two players. Like, they put, like, coins in one and two and played both at the same time, doing all sorts of crazy maneuvers. And just, like, getting perfect on both sides. It's, like, amazing.
Yeah, basically, that's a game that if you have certain genetics, you're predisposed to win. For example,
like if they come from anywhere east,
any southeastern, southeast Asian woman.
If you come from southeast of Russia and like northwest of Australia,
if you're east of the Ural Mountain
in that
range,
belt, you should be good.
Yeah, I see. I'm fat. I would be too afraid to even step up on that big glass or plexiglass platform without breaking it. Like so.
Oh, yeah. God damn it, I gotta take my pants. Oh.
It's nice, though. You go to the arcade, like, the arcade that I go to, it has, like, Street Fighter, and then right next to Street Fighter is DDR. So you have, like, you know, like, your 15, 16-year-old Asian girls, like, going crazy on DDR while I'm playing Street Fighter. It's, like, a very nice vibe.
Oh, so you play Street Fighter.
I only play fighting games.
Yeah, me too. I can't. If I can't hustle in the game, I won't play.
Who goes to an arcade these days, though? I was kind of not paying attention because the minute Dance Dance Revolution comes up, I pretty much know I'm not going
to
have much
to
contribute.
I wanted to change your pick of fighting games. I'm sorry.
But you say you go to an arcade? Where is there an arcade anymore?
I'm banned from my
fun
arcade.
And
hose.
How do you get banned from an arcade, Kent? What did you do? Well, it's so bad.
I was hustling. I was hustling at Street Fighter Alpha 3.
Get the fuck out. I do not fucking believe you.
See, what happened was, I was at Universal Studios with my uncle when they had the big Marvel Comics thing, and they had Street Fighter versus Marvel when it first came out, and he's like, well, how can you work that into getting money? Because my uncle is like a total Jew shyster, even though he's not Jewish. And
Kent?
Love one another.
Quick one. Cut that.
Okay, cool. So yeah, he was like, well, how can you get money? And then he started being like this hype man there, and I made $20 in a half hour. And then he was like, now you got to take this home. So I went to the local arcade, Scandia.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I started hyping, like hustling people. And I made quite a bit of money.
I will kick your ass with Ryu so fucking hard, man. I don't know, I just started playing today. Wow, so terrible. You're a video game hustler? Are you fucking kidding me?
I was. This was like when I was in high school still. But, yeah, they banned me from the arcade, and I just got bored and never went back.
Because...
Hey, Kent, if you really want to hustle people on video games, don't play in the arcade. Open your own store and sell used ones, and, you know, buy them for $1 and sell them for $54.99.
Whoa! GameStationStore.com. It's time to plug GameStationStore.com, run by our buddy Mark Frege, owner of VizHost.com.
VizHost.com,
that's right.
I already did that. I worked at Funko Land for 3 years, but yeah, that is a great way to.
Kent,
hustle.
Every time we talk to you, you had a different job. How many jobs have you worked? How many jobs have you worked? Ballpark. You don't have to think them over.
He was about to say five. He was about to say five, and he's lying really bad.
I'm gonna say 10. I think I've heard of
10
jobs.
No, yeah, probably like 10 or 12.
He's like editing. I think he was working for like some IMDb clone. Then he's working for the Mac store. Then he's
now
working,
I'm working for the Mac store.
He's working for the Mac store. He's working under some fucking like movie database website or something.
I worked for Flixster for a while, and then they decided to stop paying me, so I quit there.
Oh my god. Oh my god. I can't believe that you tried to hustle people like it's a fucking pool hall in 1936.
Dude, it worked.
Why? I've just picked up this game today.
Everyone would be like, well, hey, it's this much for this much. I would put up $5 for one game.
You say I should hit it with this long stick and not get the black one in any of the holes until the very end? Okay, I'll give it a whirl. Terrible. You're absolutely awful. And they kicked you out of a video game arcade.
Yeah.
Wait, Kent, I got one question for you.
While you faggots talk, I'm going to play with some Flum. That's right.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. Have fun. Did you play any Asian kids?
No, there aren't any Asian kids up here.
Okay.
A lot of Mexicans, some black kids, a lot of Mexicans, but they stink. But you know what? I'm not good at Mortal Kombat. I cannot play Mortal Kombat to save my life, just Street Fighter. I do suck. If the game doesn't have projectiles, forget it.
Okay, terrific.
Ken, if the game doesn't have projectiles, what do you call Scorpion Spear in Mortal Kombat 1? And what do you call
Are we really going to fucking argue?
Yeah, but that's
fucking
it. That's
video.
One
are
move.
You kidding me?
I'm just arguing Ken's stupidity. It's not video games at this point.
Can somebody call in and tell us about a really killer sex story just to fucking make this show cool again? I just want to make this fucking show cool.
All right, how about this?
Jesus Christ.
You LARP.
Ken,
dude,
shut up.
You LARP. You LARP. You're going to crack on me for playing video games, and you LARP.
He also works at a video game store. Kent.
Kent, how about we...
Yeah, then how's he going to crack on me for video games? This guy LARPs and plays them.
I remember when I worked at a nuclear reactor for 18 years and left that job to go to a MySpace clone and be editor for new users. I decided that I was going to give that up as well to hustle people on Ms. Pac-Man. The 20th anniversary edition, which also had Namco.
I stink at Pac-Man, I wish. I
Namco good. Galaga. I suck. Oh, my God. We have feedback coming in from Fandic in the chat room. He says, I see a fat guy with glasses on my cam.
Hey, Fandic, that's not me.
Well, I don't have my cam up, so...
Oh, so you assume you're a fat guy with glasses.
I am a fat guy with glasses.
Okay. And a Borat button.
That took that off, but yeah.
Yo,
but
At the shows you play when you're a DJ, like, nobody cares about that, right? Like, your music that you spin is just so cool, like, everyone looks past your looks.
Well, dude, you don't have to...
See,
have you seen most DJs? Most DJs are hideous.
Yeah, especially if they're not in internet radio talk shows. They are hideous. Unsavory.
Paul Oakenfold has a five head.
I would go as far as saying...
John Digweed has messed up teeth and, like, a flat face. The Crystal Method are two of the ugliest dudes ever, so it's
yeah, but you know what? You know what? You can't talk shit on the Ying Yang Twins. They're a couple handsome devils. So, apparently, Kent the Movie Guy, there is a sex tape set to be released.
Who?
Sex tape set to be released, and it's not the fake... clip on PornoTube. Yeah, it's K-Fed alleging that he has a videotape from his honeymoon with Britney Spears.
You know.
That may land $65 million.
You know.
Not 65 million pounds.
No, it says dollars.
Well, I read pounds.
Well, you know what? I'm reading it right now, and I gotta tell you.
Okay.
Gotta tell you. Pounds is spelled a little bit differently than dollars.
Yeah, that's true.
Just a little bit different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but you know, have either of you seen the Britney body double that's actually out there in the porno world?
No. Probably. I mean, since I've seen every porno clip imaginable, since my CD-ROM drive leaks Discharge and Crabs, yeah, I probably have. my computer is so infested with pornography, it's not even funny, dude. It's not even funny. I have to bring it in for checkups.
Didn't you say you use Firefox?
I do,
you know, the
dude.
Button is clean.
I'm not talking about computer viruses. I'm talking about the fact that if you click on a random folder, you'll have 18 porn clips in it. I don't even know how they got there. Of course I do.
Really?
Yes. I download.
That has never happened to me. I wouldn't mind. that happening.
No, I download porno all the live long day, sir.
I have entirely too much to the point where I'm like, I need space. And I start to clean out my hard drive, and it becomes, do I want to get rid of music or, like, the 60 gigs of Jenna Hayes clips that I have that I will never watch all of?
Jenna Hayes is old school, my friend. She tried making a comeback. It's all over for her, though. It's all over.
Really?
It's all about I think, Tegan Presley.
Tegan Presley is hot.
Yeah, let's talk about porn stars we'll never meet or nail. We'll only jack to pathetically in our bedrooms in front of our computers. This is a fucking great show, guys. Yeah.
Hey, at least the audience can relate.
Yeah, especially the female that's fucking nodding her head on camera. Barb, who is keeping Steve off of his game just by staring. thereisnoradio.com. It's the DJ News Style show. Here we've got Kent the Movie Guy on with Steve the LARPer. Kent, are you ever going to do your show? I keep talking it up.
I don't know now. Now that I'm, like, working, full time.
Yeah, now that you got that 9-to-5, you got to go all the way past the food court into the Mac store.
Actually, yeah.
Come on, dude.
Come on. You didn't bypass the food court.
Do you tell people, I work for Apple. I'm a sales rep.
What part of Apple do you work at?
I'm actually a manager in training, but
I'm in management at Apple Corporation.
Management, okay.
Yeah, I'm just past. I'm just a couple feet past Villa Pizzeria.
My son works for Apple, and he never says works at the Apple store. It's always for Apple, and he gets a big grin on his face, and everyone goes, "Oh, really, Cupertino? Wow, that's cool."
Okay.
Cupertino is where the Apple headquarters is. It's really close.
Oh, sorry. I don't really know.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. It's local.
Going local. That's right. NorCal style. So, back to the Britney Spears sex tape, the alleged sex tape.
Which went up about, what was it, like $5.2 million in about 4 days?
Yeah, apparently Britney Spears slapped divorce papers on Federline, who had already been linked to prostitutes after she caught him in a bedroom with another woman.
Nice.
I'm thinking he's cooler and cooler.
Hold on, that was the second story. Like, the original, I saw, the video. There was some weird-ass, third-rate, crew following K-Fed around. Like, I didn't even know he married this guy.
James Gum calling back to a Ron and Fez bit. Razzle dazzle. Speaking of radio DJs and porn, Neo found out that a certain former internet radio host likes adult baby porn. Who is it? Well, don't rake me over the coals, man.
Oh,
man. Oh my god, that is
fucking hilarious.
How
hard do you think it would actually be to get Eastside Dave on this show?
I think it would be pretty difficult. We could try.
Really?
Well, why don't you try?
And you're a mod on FBA.
Ooh, yeah, that wields a whole fucking bunch of power. I get it. You know what? I get government clearance because I'm a fucking mod on a message board.
Well, yeah, at least you have another way to contact him to the point.
Oh, and a note to any curious Arabs out there: I have no government clearance. Thank you. Please stop requesting to add me as a friend on Skype. We get it. You're lonely and you like to chat. I'm not the guy. Thanks.
Barking up the wrong tree here.
Yeah, you absolutely
are. Okay, so sex tape?
Yeah. So he's threatening to release it. He stands to make 65 mil for this fucking thing.
He said it's 4 hours long.
4 hours long. You know how much drivel is in between anything that's worth checking out? Just her fucking laughing at some stupid quip that makes no sense from this fucking yokel with a sideways hat and a chin strap. This fucking douche.
Oh, he annoys me so bad.
Absolutely terrible.
Ugh.
K-Fed. But you know what? You know what, though? He ruined the sex symbol for everybody.
It's true.
She was probably one of the hottest chicks for a while. Can anybody deny that?
No.
Brittany?
She was a... Right. You can't...
One of. I won't deny not maybe right. V, but one of.
One of. That's why I said one of. Oh, I didn't say V. Dude! Bro, not even fucking playing. She's the hottest chick this side of the Mississippi. I'm not even fucking kidding you. No, I said one of.
No, one of I would agree with, but like personally, I didn't think Brittany was hot. I didn't really like her for some reason. For some reason, I didn't like.
Yeah.
No. Like at the same time when Brittany came out, it was like Brittany and Christina Aguilera, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Much.
And yeah, I like, and to a lesser extent, Jessica Simpson and Mandy Moore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jessica Simpson. No, I like Brittany better than Jessica Simpson.
Like, Jessica Simpson's got like a really angular jaw, but she also has gigantic tits.
Wait, who's hotter now after the nose job? Is her sister hotter than her?
Ashley Simpson.
Ashley Simpson's hot. I think Ashley.
After
is
the
hot.
Nose job,
she's got the type of nose I'd like to just balance a nut on each side.
All right.
I would just like to ride the bridge of that old nose, but now she doesn't have it anymore. She tried to get a normal human's nose and ditch the anteater nose.
Anteater.
A little anteater snout. She's tired of dredging in anthills to get her fucking supper.
She's tired of using her nostril proboscis to feed.
Yeah, something like that.
It's a nice
something
word.
Like yeah, very, very good. Very good. So yeah, it's 4 hours long, and if it's anything like that terrible reality show, did you see any of that a long time ago? It was chaotic. They're so chaotic.
Wait, it's 4 hours long.
It's 4 hours long.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And
3 hours, 59 seconds. Dude, 59 minutes.
Must not feel
and
that good
too
if it
long.
Took him 4 hours.
I don't think it's constant pounding for 4 hours, dude. You got to give the guy a little credit. You got to give him a little credit.
A little credit. He must have done some kind of fucking drugs before he started.
Could be 4 hours over the course of like a whole night.
Okay, if given the chance, would you hang out with K-Fed now?
No.
Yeah.
You would not hang out with him?
I would absolutely hang out with him just because, like, he's only sold 7,000 records, and I know DJs who have doubled that, like, out of the trunks of their cars, so I could just laugh at him.
You would just sit there and laugh at him
as a DJ?
I would hang out with him and, like, act like I think he's super cool and just get him to trust me and then just... message board.
You really have it all worked out, don't you?
You'd message.
I'm pulling this all off the top of my head.
And he would never read any of those posts you ever made.
Who cares? That's what makes it funny. I would have like pictures him and me. We're eating ice cream.
See,
Kent, and
that's
hanging
where
out.
Me and you disagree.
Yeah. On the topic of Britney Spears, we have a creepy feedback from Spandyman 256, probably the most dedicated listener of the DJ New Style Show. He says Jamie Lynn Spears is hot. Jamie Lynn Spears is like 10, isn't she? That is fucking creepy, dude.
I'm like, nice. Wait, who the hell is that? Is that like Britney's little sister?
That's her little sister, Jamie Lynn.
She might be like 13 now.
Oh, well, that makes it better.
Still creepy, how old is he, though? If he's 15, that's okay.
Spandy Man saw 15 about 20 years ago.
And he should be arrested, sir.
Why? I mean, he's not actively stalking her.
Just be slapped on the wrist. Like
she was born in 1991. Relax, everybody. Relax. He can... Yeah, I don't know, man. That's pretty rough.
Weren't Romeo and Juliet like 12 and 13?
Everybody brings that up. And you know who brings that up? Pedophiles. They want to justify their desire to bang kids. Dude, Romeo and Juliet fucking 12 and 14. Hey, they were getting married back in the day. Why can't I, as a 35-year-old electrician, why can't I fucking nail a seventh grader?
That's exactly why I don't agree with that. Like, I'm thinking, like, the frame of reference, you know, like Einstein, you know, like relativity. Like, it's all relative. Like, if you're 13 and you're banging a 14-year-old girl, is that worse than when you're 26 banging an 18-year-old girl?
18 is okay anywhere, sir.
Yeah.
See, you guys are totally not taking into, like, okay, I'm 26 banging an 18-year-old girl. There's an 8-year difference.
It's totally fine.
13 banging
it's
a 14-year-old
totally fine.
Girl.
You know why? Because at 18, you're supposed to know algebra. And if you don't know algebra, she's too young. If she still does her math, like, 2 plus blank square equals 8. If they have
to
do...
Me?
I'm not
joking.
If
that was the rule, we would not have 300 million people living in America. I'm sorry.
And we shouldn't either.
That's the point. That's my rule. If you don't know if she doesn't know algebra, you can't bang her. Sorry.
Wow. Dude, there would be
And I'm talking basic algebra. Like 2 plus x equals 4. Okay, if you don't fucking know that, I'm sorry, you're going to have to wait until she's 18. That's what
does X mean?
I don't get it.
Like, what do you mean? What do you mean?
Back in college, when I was a computer science major, because I'm a software developer, when I'm not a shitty internet radio host.
And we were both in the same social studies class when we were both
computer science. At Rutgers, I had a guy in my class, after the whole lecture, like, the guy laid out, like, if you don't know this, 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 and this, and you don't have an understanding, you shouldn't be in this program. And the guy's like, yeah, so what'd you think of that on the bus? Like, yeah, I guess it was good. Yeah. One thing I don't understand is what's a variable? Like, are you fucking kidding? Yeah, you know, he's like saying all this shit about variables and values and stuff. I that's the one thing I can't get my head around. I'm like, oh, you can't get your head around a fucking variable. Okay.
Variable.
That's good.
No. The best thing was...
So he's not old enough to fuck, ladies. He's not old enough to fuck.
N-O-E-T-F. Notif.
That's right. That's right. Barb checking in. Didn't John Mark Carr marry a 13-year-old? Yeah, but she was probably a math whiz, so it's okay. If she's pushing fucking calculus books around in her little Hello Kitty backpack, then maybe go for that. It's not my taste. It's not what I'm going for. But if you got to find some kind of justification, and she knows modern math, I say go for it. She can go to adult universities, can't she? She could do
thing
that.
I like Asians.
What do you like?
Asians.
Hey, Kent, have fun. That's all I
can
say.
Clip. There we go.
Test your might.
Test your might. Oh, God. Anyway, this is the DJ New Style Show. We're all over the fucking place here. Kent the Movie Guy, you have any movie talk that you want to discuss?
Kent Spider-Man 3.
Not after last time. Jesus.
Kent,
no, for real. What?
I'm going to take over. Everyone shut up. Kent. Spider-Man 3 trailer, what are your reactions?
On the new one that just came
out? Let's set it up a little bit for fuck's sake.
I want to hear what you have to say.
Asshole. Let's fucking set it up a little bit here. There's a new Spider-Man trailer for Spider-Man 3 that was released during CSI, and it was put on iFilm.com. Go to iFilm.com, look for Spider-Man 3 trailer, and you'll see the one that was just released. I saw it. I loved it. I personally loved it.
Yeah, HD.
Like the one I pasted you?
No.
Yeah.
Ken, what do you think of that, man? What did you think of the trailer? What were your impressions?
I liked the trailer. I thought it was really good. And but I think it didn't give the fans everything they wanted to see, and it gave away too many plot elements. The part about Sandman actually killing his father, I think should have been
grandfather
kept for the his uncle should have been kept, you know, secret. I didn't know about it. I don't think anyone else really knew about it. And,
all right, how are you think they're gonna spin that guy not killing?
Oh my God! News alert, guys! Ross has informed us all this is turning gay. We need to get some cool shit back on the show. It's turning gay. The show has decided to drop trow and butt fuck itself. So we need to get some heterosexuality back in the mix, in the old mixing bowl. Let's throw some vaginas, some penises, and stir it up and see what comes about.
Ross, there is an off button to your computer.
No, there isn't. There isn't. There's no off. There is only there is no radio.
Yeah. Okay, so does that mean that stop or what?
No, continue. What did you really think about it? I mean, it gave away too many plot elements, revealed.
I think it gave away too many plot elements and didn't give the fans what they really wanted to see, which was Venom.
Don't you
We
think...
all know he's out there. Just give us a little bit. Just a little bit.
Don't you think that that's going to make people want to go more having not seen Venom? They're going to I got to see Venom. I got to go.
I'm not talking about like a whole lot, like a fight scene or anything, just him, because the actual trailer that got released is the trailer they showed at Comic-Con with Final Effects. Like, it's the exact same cut, but at the edition they showed at Comic-Con, the very end of the trailer was Venom. Just a clip. Just a short little, like a bang at the very end. I think it's
like 2 days in the past, because they re-released the trailer with Venom at the end.
Yeah, and it's been removed, so nobody can see it now.
Wait, they removed it again?
Dude, by the time I got to the link you sent me, it was gone from YouTube. Or should I say GooTube? Because that's the thing you say when Google buys stuff. You had a G.
Wait, it was gone. Ugh.
Yeah, it's gone.
It's gone.
Absolutely gone.
I looked for it and it's gone.
Dude, it was like 0.2 seconds long.
I have a good suggestion here from James Gum. Fuck Spider-Man. Let's all discuss in-depth thoughts on Air Bud and Kent Go.
This is going to turn into one of those bits, isn't it? This is the throw Kent under the bus part.
No, it's not.
I'm not having it!
Whoa.
Talk about Air Bud. Air Bud was awesome, dude.
I never saw Air Bud. I only remember... We were in high school when Air Bud came out, and...
Air Bud, dude, he could dunk. It was better than...
Can I talk now? Jesus Christ. I had a Jimmy Rhodes anecdote about Air Bud, and I had to hear about how he could fucking dunk. And everybody knows, if you've ever seen a movie poster or any fucking 2 second clip of Air Bud, or even just hear the name and know it's about a dog. Oh, Air Bud, he must be able to fucking dunk a ball, and he's a dog. It's fucking crazy. Well, we're driving around, and there's nobody saying anything in the car, and we pass a movie theater. Little Jimmy Rhodes looks at the fucking list of movies playing, and nobody's saying anything. There's no music on. 5 minutes of silence go by, and all we hear is Air Bud.
I fucking love Jimmy, dude.
Air Bud. I would kill. I would actually murder people to have that as a clip that I could play as quickly as this.
Little pumpkins on my lap. Air Bud. Oh, yes.
I bet you Pumpkin can dunk, too.
Yeah, his dog Pumpkin, who pisses everywhere, can dunk.
I bet you he taught Pumpkin had a dunk after seeing Air Bud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway, in other news, movie news, apparently, Borat is just taking the world by storm. It's the first movie to be banned in Russia since communism fell.
And it's somewhere else, nice. Too, I heard.
And in a few other places. But recently, big news, while fucking around as his character Borat, in New York, some dude just was not having it and totally beat the shit out of Sacha Baron Cohen. according to reports, the actor approached a man walking down the street and said, in his character, Borat's accent, "I like your clothings. Are nice. May I please be buying? I want to have sex with it." The man did not see the funny side of any of the remarks and began to punch the comedian in the face repeatedly. But it gets weirder, because he was saved by one of his friends, who was the father of Stuart Little and Stuart Little, also known as House Hugh Laurie.
Free House.
On an all new House, Borat punched in the face after not being found
Borat
funny.
Borat saved on House.
A surly New Yorker, a rainy street, an overused joke. House. At an all new House. Yeah. Fucking Hugh Laurie came to his aid, and good news, he didn't suffer any noticeable scars. Got this shit beat out of him. Okay, we're getting links in the chat room here from airbud.com from Barb. It's a franchise. Air Bud is like a franchise. They had like 90
like
movies.
Five or six of them, don't they?
Dude, didn't they make like Nike Air Bud shoes?
I hope the dog is dead. That's all I could. I can only hope.
No, my dog was alive when Air Bud was around. My dog's still alive. So.
Oh, so that's the fucking fail-proof gauge on whether Air Bud is alive.
Yeah, I think he's alive. No, I'm just saying.
Were they the same age when Air Bud came out?
I don't know. My dog is old.
Was your dog put through the same rigors as Air Bud? Did he have to do continual takes of slam dunk and goal kicks and fucking punts and field goals? I don't think so. Your dog, all he ever had to do was run up the stairs, eat shit, and sleep. He was not an Air Bud, sir. Air Bud lived a strained and tired life.
Or even Spuzz McKenzie, who I think he may have surpassed Air Bud.
A big rumor, actually, Spuds McKenzie. I think we covered this on a previous show. He did not die as I thought he'd had, being electrocuted in the pool. That was like Mikey's head exploded kind of thing. He just died from old age. They stopped the ad campaign, and fucking Spuds McKenzie died. I was always told that they had him on a surfboard in a pool, and a light fell in the fucking water. He got electrocuted.
Oh my God,
I was so upset to find out it was false.
I mean, come on, it's a poor dog, you know? Like, it's still a dog, even though he's like...
I don't care. I hate gimmicky ads. I hate gimmicky, stupid ads, and the characters like the Wuzzah guys from fucking like 1998. Nope.
Yeah. When it's an animal, I sympathize with the animal.
Even worse than hating the Wuzzah guys, whatever the fuck, what's up, or whatever the... I don't care. Those Negroes that were shifty and had a taste for Budweiser. And let me just cover my ass here. And cut it. I hate the people that still use the Wuzzah. Wuzzah!
Last good reference to that was on The Office in the first season.
Yes.
Because it was douche-chillingly like... quiet right after he did it.
Yeah,
that was perfect.
Fucking hate it. And you'll never hear it more than in a White Office. And that's why that episode was so fucking dead on. You get these 40-something, 50-something old white guys that are... they like humor. They like kind of off-color stuff, but they never keep up to date.
Yeah.
They are the people that fucking... they're the worst offenders of that. I hate it.
What about the Gecko Geico? Geico Gecko.
I hate
what
about him. I you hate him, and I hope it ends.
I feel sorry for what they have to do, that poor little gecko.
It's an animation, Steve. It's not real. You'll find that they made it with computers through computer magic and keystrokes.
I thought it was
and
like
gay art fags.
England. He's from Southern England, though. I heard.
Sure he is. Okay. I hate all those gimmicks, except the Noid. The Noid was brilliant.
Oh,
don't
God.
Ever you fucking talk bad about the Noid.
No, wait. An NES game, come on.
what Noid?
So does the Burger King King.
No,
has his
don't
own video
fucking
game
talk
out.
Him. I hate the King. Fuck
he
the
has
king.
His own Xbox 360 game coming out in 5 days.
I hate the fucking King. That thing is too creepy. I hate the fucking King. You roll over, you wake up, and expressionless, always, well, not expressionless, but an expression that never changes, a fucking plastic-molded smiling king is in your bed, offering you heart attack on a fucking croissant.
Dude, imagine a bunch of those guys dressed in black cloaks taking over your entire country.
That would be cool, actually. I would then love the king.
Guy Fawkes. We want the Burger King King.
If the Burger King King did something other than offer me shitty breakfast sandwiches and decided to take over foreign lands, I would appreciate the king.
Hey, that's the thing I like about the game is, from what I can tell about this new game they have out, you play as the king and you sneak up on people and then offer them food.
That's
the premise. It's like Metal Gear Solid with fast food.
That sounds like the worst game I've ever heard.
That's why it's only $5.
It's $5.
It's $5. They're selling it for one day on the 19th for no reason.
Are you going to buy it?
Yeah, I'll probably buy it.
You're gay.
For $5, dude?
Dude, anybody... you know what? I'm gonna say right now, isolate this clip. Isolate this clip and play it. In 1 year from today. Today is fucking what? November 14th. November 14th, 2006. Play this in November 14th, 2007. Look on your game shelf. Do you have the Burger King Xbox 360 game? You're a faggot! Fag!
Okay. I'm setting that in my clock right now, my little day timer thing.
Put that in Outlook. Put it in Outlook. Make an appointment in one year from today. You'll be able to. You'll be reminded to look upon your game shelf and see if you have that fucking Burger King game.
Do you use Outlook Express?
I use Outlook 2003, sir.
or whatever. You use Outlook at home?
At work, because you have to.
Do you use it at home?
No, I use Gmail. And you can email the show at djnewstyle@gmail.com.
Nice. I have a Gmail account.
Steve. Oh, congratulations. B. So do millions
Steve
of people.
B.
Yeah.
James Gunn checking in. The Hagar pants commercials are fucking great, only because it's old guys beating the shit out of teenagers or ripping their stereos out of Fast and Furious type cars in order to sell khakis to old white dudes.
Wait,
to say that's a good one. That's up there with the Noid.
What about the German Volkswagen guy? The Russian guy who's trying to be the German guy? Unpimp your ride, that guy. What about him?
What?
I have no clue what we talked about
this on the show before, that, you know, the it's the Volkswagen commercial, they smash the Fast and the Furious car, and he's all, unpimp your ride, you know, that guy.
I have no clue what you're talking about. We may have discussed this, Ken.
We may
have talked about this on the show, which would be a good indication that when you're speaking, I'm probably not listening.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I just got douche chills.
Why'd you get douche chills?
Because I was totally hung out to dry.
Oh, it's okay, Kent. Nobody else is listening to you either. I'm kidding.
Awesome.
We all like you on that DJ New Style show. Thereisnoradio.com. I don't know about you guys, but my bladder's full, Miss Daisy. I'm pulling this call when my bladder's is full. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back on the DJ New Style show with Steve the Lupper and Kent the Movie Guy.
Word.
The DJ New Style Show will be right back.
I love that clip, dude. That's why we might as well take our time.
Touch me. This is the most
touch me.
Touch me.
DJ New Style Show.
This is a special moment right now. We'd like to take this time to tell all the kids at home, send your parents out of the room. This is a kid's song.
Life's gonna suck when you grow up, when you grow up, when you grow up. Life's gonna suck when you grow up. It sucks pretty bad right now.
Hey, if you know the words, sing along.
You're gonna have to mow the lawn, do the dishes, make your bed. You're gonna have to go to school until you're 17.
It's gonna seem about three times as long as that.
You might have to go to war, shoot a gun, kill a nun. You might have to go to war when you get out of school.
Hey, cheer up, kids, it gets a lot worse.
You're gonna have to deal with stress, deal with stress, deal with stress. You're gonna be a giant mess when you get back from the war.
Santa Claus does not exist and there's no Easter Bunny. You'll find out when you grow up that Big Bird isn't funny.
Funny!
Life's gonna suck when you grow up, when you grow up, when you grow up. Life's gonna suck when you grow up, it sucks pretty bad right now. You're gonna end up smoking crack on your back, face the back. You're gonna end up hooked on smack and then you're gonna die.
Kids.
Yeah, this Edward Williams.
What?
Big Eddie Ed. Y'all can't even touch me, man.
What?
Rippin' New Jersey. Rippin' North New Jersey, man. Martin Luther King Boulevard.
Y'all ain't even on my level.
Big Eddie Ed. Edward Williams.
Big Eddie Ed.
Y'all ain't even on my level.
That's why I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker. West Side, bad boy killers. You know who the realest is, niggas. We bring it to you. First off, fuck your bitch in the clique you claim. Westside, when we ride, come equipped with game. You claim to be a player, but I fucked your wife. We bust on bad boys, niggas fuck for life. Plus, Puffy trying to see me weak, hearts I rip. Biggie Smalls and Junior Mafia, some mark-ass bitches. We keep on coming while we running for your juice. Steady gunning, keep on busting at the fools. You know the rules. Lil Caesar, go ask your homie how I leave you. Cut your young ass up, leave you in pieces. Now be deceased. Lil Kim, don't fuck around with real G's. Quick to snatch your ugly ass off the street. I don't even know why I'm on this track. Y'all niggas ain't even on my level. I'ma let my little homies ride on you, bitch made ass bad boy bitch. Feel.
Get out the way, yo. Get out the way, yo. Biggie Smalls just got dropped. Little move past the mat. And let me hit him in his back. Frank Wright need to get spanked right for setting traps. Little accident murderers. And I ain't never heard of ya. Poisonous cats attack when I'm serving ya. Spank and shake your whole style when I can't. Guard your rank cause I'ma slam your ass in the paint. Puffy weaker than the fucking block I'm running through, nigga. And I'm smoking Junior Mafia in front of you, nigga. With the ready power, tucking my gas under my Eddie Bauer. Your clout petty sour, I'll put packages every hour. Hit him up.
Grab your blocks when you see Tupac. Call the cops when you see Tupac. Who shot me, but your punks didn't finish. Now you're about to feel the wrath of a menace. Nigga, we hit him up. People, how we do it, keep it real. It's penitentiary steel. This ain't no freestyle battle. All you niggas getting killed with your mouths open. Trying to come up off of me, you in the clouds open. Smoking dope, it's like a Sherman. Niggas think they learn to fly, but they burn, motherfucker. You deserve to die. Talking about you getting money, but it's funny to me. All you niggas living for me, why you fucking with me? I'm a self-made millionaire. Thug living out of prison, pistols in the air. Sleep on the couch and beg a bitch to let you sleep in the house. Now it's all about Versace. You copy my style. Five shots couldn't drop me. I took it and smiled. Now I'm about to set the record straight. With my AK, I'm still the thug that you love to hate. Motherfucker, I hear
from N.E.W. Jersey with plenty murders and curves. No point to come if we bring the drama to all you heard. Now we check the scenario. Little C's, I bring you fake G's. See your knees, coughing, please, in these scenario. Little Kim is you coked up or doped up. Little Junior Wobble click smoked up. What the fuck is you stupid? I take money, crashing and mashing through Brooklyn. With my click looting, shooting and polluting your block. With 15 shot, cock lock to your knot. Outlaw mafia click, moving up another notch. In your box, top spots, get mopped and dropped. All your fake ass East Coast props, brainstormed and locked.
Use a beat writer, a pop style taker. I tell you
lying to your face. You ain't shit but a faker. So for the Alizé with a chaser, about to get murdered for the paper. Edie, I mean, approach the scene of the caper. Like a loke with low season and a choke, huh? Don't smoke. We ain't no motherfucking joke, dog. Like niggas better be known. We approaching in a wide open gun smoking. No need for hoping it's a battle lost. I got him crossed as soon as the funk is popping off. Nigga, I hit him up.
Now you tell me who won. I see them, they run. They don't wanna see us. Whole Junior Mafia clique dressing up trying to be us. How the fuck they gonna be the mob when we always on our job? We millionaires. Killing ain't fair, but somebody gotta do it. Oh yeah, Mob Deep. You wanna fuck with us? You little young ass motherfuckers. No one of you niggas got sickle cell or something. You fucking with me, nigga. You fuck around, have a seizure or a heart attack. You better back the fuck up or you get smacked the fuck up. That's how we do it on our side. Any of you niggas from New York that wanna bring it, bring it. But we ain't singing, we bringing drama. Fuck you and your motherfucking mama. We gon' kill all you motherfuckers. Now when I came out, I told you it was just about Biggie. Then everybody had to open their mouth with a motherfucker opinion. Well, this how we gonna do this. Fuck Mob Deep. Staff, record label, and as a motherfucking crew. And if you wanna be down with Bad Boy, then fuck you too. Chino XL, fuck you too. All you motherfuckers, fuck you too. All of y'all motherfuckers, fuck you. Die slow, motherfucker. My fofo make sure all y'all kids don't grow. You motherfuckers can't be us or see us. We motherfucking thug life riders, west side till we die. Out here in California, nigga, we warn you, we'll bomb on you motherfuckers. We do our job. You think you mob, nigga, we the motherfucking mob. Ain't nothing but killers and real niggas, all you motherfuckers feel us. Our shits go triple and four quadruple. You niggas laugh cause our staff got guns in they motherfuckers' belt. You know how it is when we drop records, they felt. You niggas can't feel it, we the realest. Fuck em, we Bad Boy killers.
And we're back with the DJ New Style Show.
Oh, he sounds so smart.
Yeah, sounding smart every day on thereisnoradio.com. Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show exclusively on thereisnoradio.com. Motherfucker, what's going on? We're back on the show with Kent the Movie Guy and Steve the LARPer. What's going on, boys?
Nah, I'm just kicking it.
Can you hear me? Yeah, we can hear all of you motherfuckers. Die slow, motherfucker. My phone make sure all your kids don't grow. Get money. Take money. I love that song. That was a request that I already had queued up by Ross from mactive.com.
That was a good song. Everyone got into that.
And I already had it queued up. So you should say I came through because it was all me.
You came through. It was a good song.
Fuck Ross. Yeah. I'm just playing, Ross. Don't hurt me. All right. For real, yo. For real. What the fuck, Steve? You are the guy that picked most of the songs. We basically decided, let's pick a year, and I think you picked 88.
88.
88 was...
92, but you said... But you gave me a range of years, and it was out of 92... what was it, like 82 to like...
Yeah, I said, why don't we go 79... to like 96 or 92, something like that.
No way. No, 92 is out of the range. I wanted to go. I said 88.
Okay. Yeah. I said the end of the 80s, 89. You picked 88. And the last show that we did in the mystery DJ, the DJ slot on Thursday night, which is now on the podcast, go to djnewstyle.com. You know, well, if you're listening to this on the podcast, you already know that. But if you're listening live, you might not. So go fuck yourself.
I didn't know that.
Okay, Kent, fine. But, yeah, so that the intro song there was Devil Inside by NXS, and now you had some other songs in there you wanted me to play, and you had a lot of, like just way overplayed songs in there, too. Like, way overplayed. Kokomo, I wouldn't even be caught dead ever listening to, okay? This is just a terrible song. And you have some mislabeled... songs that you sent me. You sent me MP3s. Apparently, it was Bob Marley. Bob Marley featured with UB40 for this song, according to Steve LARPer's MP3 labels. What the fuck did Bob Marley have to do with this song?
dude, I downloaded this stuff and sent it to you within 5 minutes. I mean, I backed up my own files and then sent you, but I
can't hear Steve.
What is she?
Damn catchy too.
It is damn catchy, I'll tell you that right now. And cut it. You know why? Somebody put Bob Marley because it's some 12-year-old's MP3 collection that you pilfered through that had never heard a reggae beat except for, like, Buffalo Soldier. And decided, oh, this has to be... Dude, they totally ripped Bob Marley's beats. They played a barred D chord and then an A, and then they played a D, and then they played an A.
No way. Yeah. I'm sure UB40 is really upset about...
Well, okay, I'm not so mad about that song as I am about the next one. Which is mislabeled as well. This is not a Bob Marley song. Why? Anybody who thinks this is a Bob Marley song should be fucking killed.
I don't disagree.
Apparently this is Bob Marley - Don't Worry, Be Happy. And they don't have the common courtesy to put a fucking apostrophe in don't.
This is Bobby McFerrin.
Thank you, Ken.
Yeah, thanks.
You're welcome.
Coming up next. Oh, it's Bob Marley!
Don't worry.
Yeah, but isn't the music video so very funny? So very, very funny.
Gay. And I have no complaints about Steve's other selection here.
I was about to say, what about the rest?
This one is fucking... This is a classic.
You played one already. You played Information Society.
Oh, yeah! Coming at you from New Jersey, Bon Jovi! And that's all we need to play. That's it. They get right to the hook. God bless Bon Jovi. The name of the song is always said within 20 seconds on a Bon Jovi song. Tried and true.
But the Guns N' Roses... 1988.
No, my problem with that is that you picked two of the most easily recognizable and overplayed songs, Sweet Child of Mine and Welcome to the Jungle. I can't even fucking stand to listen to the songs anymore.
1988.
Yeah, but that was 1988, dude. And
those are the two songs that they put out that year.
I know. I just can't stand to hear those songs anymore. So I chose... from the songs that you sent, I chose Information Society, Pure Energy. And,
I like Information. Oh, that's a great song. It could be remixed like 9,000 times.
It has been.
I was going to play this one, but it sounds...
It's a malleable song.
It's a little too hacky at this point. This one here. The guy's dead, first of all.
It's in excess, huh?
No. And I would walk... Oh, it's the wrong song. It sounds exactly like it.
John Palmer's dead?
Who?
Palmer?
No, this is a Bob Marley song.
Yeah, Bob Marley's dead.
This is Bob Marley, Simply Irresistible.
No, wait, Bob Marley's still alive.
Yeah, this is Bob Marley, Simply Irresistible.
I love how we're just killing Barb. Barb has no idea what's going on.
Yeah. Can you, next time you send me MP3s, give me the common courtesy of fucking labeling them correctly. I'll know that they're incorrect. I'll know that they're incorrect if you send it to me wrong. But just fucking, I understand what it is, I understand what it should be, just do this for me. And next time, don't include shit like this. I never want to hear this again.
Kokomo.
Let's just take some bottles and throw them all over the place and make drinks and slide them all the way down this bar, man. Yeah! Where is the blender, brah?
You know what this is? This is the Beach Boys being popular in the 80s.
This is the Beach Boys being absolutely abysmal.
This song is chill. This is a chill song.
This is not a chill song. This is like the shit you'll hear. This is the shit you'll hear an instrumental version of when you're waiting to get a root canal in a fucking dentist office.
That's every cruise ever, the back deck at that crappy bar. They're just fat women in, like, Hawaiian print muumuus drinking Mai Tais and all kinds of other crap.
Such a vivid description, Kent. Jesus.
Oh, I just went on the world's most god-awful cruise.
Oh, and we're spending a half hour talking about the fucking Dance Dance Revolution, and you don't bring up the fact that you were on a horrible cruise?
I was on the worst cruise.
I should fucking hang up on you right now, but I won't.
No, please. I have nothing else to live for.
Steve says, do it. Prick. All right, so so what was the cruise line? What did you go? What was the occasion?
It was my family and I, we went to Hawaii.
Business or pleasure?
Pleasure.
Oh, ooh, a pleasure cruise.
A business cruise. Are there business cruises?
Oh, so you're not a DJ, asshole?
I am, but... A cruise, I would never do. That's worse than being a cruise line comedian. Anyway,
But seriously, folks, has anybody had the chocolate cake? Nothing?
But yeah, I went. It's a Norwegian cruise line, NCL. I wish I had done some internet research beforehand, because I learned after I got home that there is an NCL sucks website. Like, I can't think of another cruise line that would have a whole website devoted to how much they blow. Like...
Yeah.
We get there, and my dad is sick. He's not feeling well. He just wants, like, some ginger ale, right?
Uh-huh. Settle the old stomach.
Yeah, yeah. And they have the suite. My parents have the premium suite on the boat.
Let me ask you something. Are you loaded?
A little bit. Just a little.
Can you give me money?
Can I be permanent co-host?
If you want to fucking give me money, dude, I don't give a shit.
I'll think about it.
Not that I need it, just because I'd like to abuse someone that's actually wealthy for a change.
I'll think about it.
I don't need your money, Kent. Go fuck yourself.
Okay. But it was kind of like an anniversary thing for them. Like, okay. That's why they upgraded to where more than they normally would have.
Yes.
And, so yeah, they get the premium suite, and they're supposed to have their own little butler person that brings them whatever they want. That's part of the deal.
Was he really good at video games and landscaping?
I wouldn't know. I would not
dude,
know.
You should be able to
because
challenge
the dude,
him and have, like, a challenge.
The yeah. dude never showed up.
Oh, he never
they
did?
They called, like, three times. The dude did not show up.
He was busy kicking my ass at Fight Night Round 3.
Probably.
He shirked his duties of being the butler of Kent the Movie Guy's parents on a cruise.
He was. When we did see him, he was just a total douche. Fake English accent. It was actually a white guy, but the worst fake English accent. Anyway, basically, the cruise was abominable. What they would do is they would... Normally when you go on a cruise, everyone gets on, and then 7 days later, everyone gets off. But because it's Hawaii, I guess they realized they could have people come and go as they please. So at every port, people were coming and going, and it just was a hassle on the boat. People just had luggage everywhere. It was dirty. The restaurants were horrible.
Uh-huh.
The worst food I've ever had in my whole life.
Really? Why? What was so bad? I mean, just the food sucked? Or, I mean, was it dirty?
The food sucked. It was horrible.
Ugh!
And people would line up for hours to wait to get to these awful buffets for crappy food that was under heat lamps for forever. Just the worst. The only way I was able to make it through was the sports bar.
So just you're hanging out at the sport... Did you... Kent, let's ask the fucking question right now. Did you have any sex on this cruise?
Oh, God, no. No, not at all. No.
Steve fucking answered well before you opened your mouth.
That's fine. No, I didn't. I did not.
I saw a picture of Kent earlier.
I have to believe Kent gets laid every now and then.
I do, every now and then.
You know what? But... Kent has a good line. I have to say, Kent, you might not be much to look at, but you have a good line, and you talk very well. So, like, I think that can... Swear.
He's got a good rep, is what Steve's saying.
Yes.
No, I don't. My rep stinks.
You're rich, basically. You just dole out fucking dollars.
That works, too. Yeah, that works better than the rep.
It's worked.
Kent, do you buy shit for bitches you want to know? Like, that you haven't knit. Like, let's say you don't have a girlfriend, you see a girl, you want to be a girlfriend, you get acquainted. How quick before you buy her something substantial?
I don't think I ever have.
You never have. What was the most you spent on a girl? At one time?
Maybe $300.
$300 for what?
It was my birthday, and I wanted to bring my best friend Lindsay, and we wanted to go to the Rock the Bells Festival, which was... It was the first time the Wu-Tang Clan had gotten together in, like, 5 years.
I really picture you going to a fucking Wu-Tang show.
Yeah, 10 rows back. That's why it cost so much, though. I wanted to bring her... Actually, the RZA didn't show up because he was scoring that stupid Tony Jaa movie. But,
Wasn't he dead? Wait.
With the RZA? No, 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 no.
That was Big Baby Jesus. Big Baby Jesus, better known as, to most people, Old Dirty Bastard. Tip some out, please. Tip a little out. Tip a little champagne of beers out for me. Thanks.
I can't tip. I'll tip it in my mouth.
Oh.
Yeah, there you go.
That's going to be a clip later, I believe.
Yeah.
So you're at a Wu-Tang show, and you didn't want to bang this girl. I mean, she's just your friend. Is that what it
is? No, I do. I do.
You
believe
still
me,
do?
I do.
Does she, is she aware of the show?
Yeah. She's listened before. She actually listened last time when I was trying to spit some game and bombed horribly.
Oh, that's sad.
She listened to that. She thought it was really, really funny, and she thought it was kind of endearing.
Oh, okay. So did you nail her because of that?
I have, but...
You have nailed her?
Yeah.
Wow, good for you, Kent.
Our relationship isn't like that right now. It's, yeah.
So the most you spent on a girl was $300 for Wu-Tang tickets.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it was that VIP passes and all the other stuff. It was like.
I mean, well, have you had a serious girlfriend though?
Yeah. You know the whole story. I was gonna move to LA with that.
Yeah, but how long is that though? How long was that relationship?
7 months.
One day.
Okay, so 7 months is your longest relationship.
Yeah.
Okay. Dude, don't get fucking coy with me or fucking or don't go on the fucking defensive here. I'm just asking you some questions.
Yeah, I know.
Well, Kent. If I could just interject, I had a relationship with a girl for over a year that just didn't give a shit.
Steve, was she, Asian?
Best. Yes.
Hollywood
is the best.
Yes.
Makes me want to male belly dance.
Wait, so was she Asian, or was this the different girl?
Filipino.
Okay, that's pretty much Asian.
That's Pacific Islander, I think.
You know what? That's Asian, okay?
Yeah, if you're taking the SATs and filling out your ethnicity, it would be Pacific Islander.
If you live in Alaska, are you an Alaskan native?
Yeah.
Living in Alaska, you're an American.
Yeah, but I live in Alaska. I'm native to Alaska. Can you swing that? Can you swing that and put down like a minority? If you're just a fucking cracking ass cracker and you happen to live in Alaska and you check off Alaskan native, do you lose points because you misunderstand that you're not an Eskimo? They're not asking you if you live in Alaska.
It's like half the test right there. If you don't know where you're
dude,
wrong.
If you spell your name wrong, bro, they take off 200 points.
No, they don't.
I...
Your name is on there.
Really? Kent, I thought I was doing my serious announcement voice.
I just hate people who say stuff like that. So,
dude, bro, you fucking... I spelled my name right. I got 200 points.
Did you?
Bro, for real.
Okay.
Yeah, dude, I didn't get anything right, but I got my name right. I got a fucking 200. If you ever get a 200 in the SATs, that's pretty goddamn bad. What was the lowest you've ever heard of? I mean, anybody getting?
Like 700.
700 is the lowest? Really? I thought I heard...
Really stupid people.
I think I heard of someone getting like a 600.
All right, what was your combined?
Mine?
Yes, yours.
Keeping in mind, I got into a massive car wreck and took it with a concussion. The next day, I got a 1050.
1050. Kent?
Someone cheated off me and they threw mine away. I never got to finish.
Get the fuck out of here. More...
Did you go to college?
Dude, more one-off shit happens to you than anybody else.
Hey, Ken, did you go to college?
Yeah, I went to a technical school.
But they didn't care about your SATs there, I guess?
No.
All right,
they just cared that if I was going to pay or not.
Steve used to be really smart, though.
If I got my SAT scores, like, I probably could have gotten, you know, like, you know, less on my tuition or whatever. But yeah. I didn't have that, so.
No, I'm just saying, because that sucks if, like, you had fucked up SAT scores. And
you know, I had such a tough time.
Fucked up, you know?
I had such a tough time with high school. I wasn't really not looking forward to college. Like,
what happened in high school, Kent?
Yeah, Kent, come on.
I'm not good at math. I stink royally at math.
Kent's like, math sucked. I hate math.
It does to me. Like, I hate rules. And that's all math is.
Do you know algebra? That's the key.
I know basic algebra.
Okay, then you're legal.
Like, see, I hate math too, but I hate math at the calculus level because...
Why?
Because that's where I started to fail in
school.
It's
easy.
Yeah.
Thanks.
So when I started to fail in school, it was at calculus. So like,
yeah.
All right, Calc 1. All right, I could pass Calc 1. Calc 2.
Yeah, so, by the way, hold on a second, we have the SAT expert in the chat room, number one fan of the DJ New Style show, especially Shawnee Murphy, Spandy Man in the chat room here says, you get 50 for filling your name in, I think, and then he says 600, I only got 1150, math is better for me. That is the most incoherent collection of four lines, awesome. But I think I kind of get what he's talking about. I'm not fucking with Spandy Man. I am not going to fuck with Spandy Man.
I got a 1420 combined.
Yeah, you used to be real smart, Steve.
I used to be, yeah.
Until you got hooked on that old dope, smoking your drugs willy-nilly.
1700, like, three kids in my class got a fucking 1700 on the 1600.
Yeah, I was going to say, dude, you're making some shit up. That sounds like a Kent story.
1600, sorry.
I had a 1600, and somebody copied off of me, and my pencil skidded in the box and said, do not write. And they threw it out, and then they sodomized me. So I went back as a lowly Street Fighter II alpha hustler.
No, it's what happened was they said, well, you can come back and retake it. And I was just like, well, screw this.
And you never did.
Never did. I really couldn't have
the first time I took a test drunk was the second time I took my SATs, which was the best time I took it because my combined score was the best, like, second time I took it. And it was all in one, like it's not like I took, like, you know, my verbal from 1994 and combined it with my math from, like...
I didn't know you can do that.
No, that's what your combined score is, like...
Oh, really?
How many times have you taken the SAT?
Oh, once. Congrats. Way to go, New Style.
Once, that's your combined score. Good job in taking the SATs once.
Yeah, I really didn't care.
Five times? It's whatever your best in... Your best of the two sides, verbal and math, or verbal and, verbal and math.
Yeah, I totaled my, at the time I had my dad's station wagon. I'm in high school driving the battle wagon. I totaled the fucking thing, got knocked out, like, had a bad concussion. And the next day.
At the SATs?
No, this is like the day before. And I decided.
The family truckster?
Yeah, dude. And I decided, I feel good enough to go. I think I'm on my. I think I'm at my peak.
Really, truckster?
What am I going to get? A 1400? Who cares? And I take it 1050, and I'm like, I'm not doing this ever again. Yeah.
It is the worst test ever.
No, the SATs are totally biased against white people. Like,
against
white people.
Against white people?
This class is culturally biased. Blue chips. Shouts to Shaquille. Say word.
All of you minorities, please listen. I misspoke.
Yeah, so, so we're talking SAT prep on the team.
We got here for me talking about a crappy quiz.
All I know is you'll have to forego whatever you've paid like $300 for.
What was the highlight of your cruise to get back on topic there, Ken? What was the thing that could be seen as the absolute highlight of your shit cruise that you went on to Hawaii?
On the cruise, like when I was on Hawaii, we went to this rainforest, and that was awesome. I got some really awesome photography done.
Do you have an online photo album, Kent?
I have a DeviantArt account.
Okay.
I have a DeviantArt account.
Do you have any homepage where we can see all of your links?
Yeah, it's dust-n-tedium.deviantart.com.
Wow. Nobody's going to that site.
I know. No
you will
one's
get. Gone. You look at your number of page views now, and then after the podcast gets downloaded a couple thousand times, look at it again, and you'll see that it's the same number. And the site is not actually broken. It's just that nobody wanted to go to your site because it's such a terrible URL. The dust.
It is the worst. It was
dust-n dot tilde spelled out, hyphen, D-E, tilde, an actual character tilde, pipe, / USA, / movies are cool, Japan, too. Dot HTML, / PHP bin, / question mark,
this
asshole.
Could go on for a while.
Yeah, it's terrible.
But, yeah, nothing on the cruise. Like, I got really wasted. I got so wasted the first night because I was just annoyed at how awful things were going.
Yeah.
I must have spent easily $90 to $110 in between there just the first night alone on alcohol for myself. A bar fight went on not 4 feet away from me, and I have no clue. I had no idea it was happening. I was there eating.
Who gets in a bar fight on a fucking cruise? Wow, you're really a tough guy. Maybe you and the fucking house sprout that took the last pancake at the fucking buffet in the morning, maybe you are gonna fucking beat her down because you're such a badass.
The bartender was this guy named Chris. He was really cool. He told me about it the next day. It was some Texan and some snooty New Yorker. And they got into a political fight that turned into a bar fight.
Uh-huh. A political fight? Wait, a political fight?
They were talking about politics, and one was super right-wing, one was super left-wing, and then war in Iraq, and then bar fight. And this is happening while I'm eating wings and drinking, like, an ungodly amount of Heineken, and I'm completely smashed and going, like, Chris, these are great wings, man. Thanks for having these brought to the bar. I'm completely smashed. This is going on right behind me. And then apparently some really messed up toothed woman hit on me, and I was just like, no, I don't want to go anywhere with you. I'm eating wings.
Great feedback from James Gum, as always. Kent's stories rule. You take anything that a normal kid experiences and mix it with a typical plot twist in an indie movie, and it's his stories. Like, for example, I was learning to ride a bike for the first time, and a car hit me, so I was paralyzed for 6 months while a wise old man with cancer tended to my every need.
I'm going to throw myself under the bus right now. Here's the continuation of the story that I haven't told anyone. Anyone! I'm so drunk, I don't remember making it to my room.
Okay.
I pissed myself.
So you pissed yourself.
I pissed the bed. Bad. Like, horribly, horribly bad. So then, all the next day, I am beyond hungover. Like, hungover to the point where it doesn't matter how little I move my head, it feels like I've just been slammed into the floor. Like, really awful. I got the in-room, what do you call it, the hair dryer, the in-room hair dryer, and I was drying out the sheets, like, all day while my parents were at land. I did not see that island at all. I am just drying out my sheets. The noise from the hair dryer is driving me insane, because it's
And then
loud.
All of a sudden, the hair dryer shorted out and set the sheets in the bed on fire, and Morgan Freeman burst in with a fireman's outfit and put everything out and told me a wise line, and I learned my lesson. Never piss and try to dry it out with a fucking hair dryer.
Managed to do it eventually. Managed to dry out the comforter. Had the sheets exchanged. It was the worst experience.
Did you explain why you wanted the sheets changed?
No. I was just like, yeah, I'd like some, you know, clean sheets.
Why? And then if I were the lackey on the ship, I'd say, why are these dirty? What happened?
Because it's a cruise line and I want clean sheets. I didn't need to explain.
No. No, that's not my fucking question. Why is that dirty? Why did you dirty the sheets? What did you do, boy?
I wouldn't explain. I'd just be like, I don't have to explain.
I guarantee you, if you were put on the spot, you would cave. You would absolutely cave and explain it all.
No, I was too embarrassed.
If it was a guy that got denied on his application to become an orderly, and he's now on a fucking cruise, you would definitely tell him every detail.
No,
you would.
No. It was way too embarrassed.
Why, yo, why are these sheets dirty? Why I gotta come out with new sheets every motherfucking time?
The point is,
fuck I gotta come out here with new sheets all the motherfucking time? Say word. Put that on everything I love. It's Mike Nice. It's actually Mike Nice. Oh, Mike, man. Nice. If Kent the movie guy were to piss his sheets, what fabric softener would you use to make them just soft and nice?
Oh my God, son. Snuggle.
Yeah.
So many of these people, almost all of them
Wait,
that we see,
why is this
are so poor and they are so black.
Well, I don't know why that's playing after Mike Nice.
Does that deserve a love one another?
It might actually, but you know what? I don't think we have time.
Not even,
for it.
Not even.
Not even close.
Snuggle. Motherfucking
snuggle.
Yeah, but that's
snuggle.
What you snuggle, know, motherfucker. That night, I didn't go to the bar. I just chilled in. I got room service. I continued to get drunk every other night. Not every other, but every night after that night. Like every single night. I must have spent $400 on alcohol in 1 week. Easy.
$400? In 1 week, that's not that bad, dude.
It's pretty for one person.
It's really not that bad.
Really?
Let me tell you right now. It's not that bad.
All right, well then, you know, lucky me. But
you're talking a $57 bar tab a night. It's not
is
bad.
That, it's got to be more than that then.
400 over 7 days.
No, because it wasn't 7 days. I didn't start
Well,
drinking.
Then don't call it a fucking week, then. I'm sick of you people taking fractions of a week and calling it a week.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Either it's 7 days or it's not. Call it what it is, my friend.
It might have been like 5 days, over 5 days.
Oh, now it's like 5 days. Okay, now you're just a fucking drunk.
That's.
You know what? Why don't you have another few shots?
Really wasted.
Why don't you have another few shots and piss yourself and then explain it to another wayward black on a cruise?
All right, but here's the other thing that happened. It was really awkward. The on-ship comic was Patty Ross.
Who? Is it Ross that's in the chat room right now? I knew that prick.
But
that prick had no sense of humor.
She knows everyone from the O&A show.
Really?
Like, I was... Somehow, Opie and Anthony would just keep coming up, like, all the time. My life is very, very small, actually, and it's pretty much this, video games... Wherever I'm working at the time in Opie and Anthony, and that's it. And movies.
Uh-huh.
And I'm talking to her, because she's sitting at the bar after her first night there.
Uh-huh.
And did you she talk looked... Her? No, I didn't.
Would you have?
No. God, no. Google her. She's disgusting. She's sitting at the bar. She looks really horribly depressed. And I didn't see her show. But I can tell she had a really bad set because she looks just miserable. And everyone who did see her set that I talked to that day said she was horribly unfunny.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm leaving to go take a piss. And I look at her and I go, hey, you're really funny. I don't know a single thing about her other than she's a comedian and she looks like she's feeling bad.
Wow, you're really a do-gooder.
No, but then, like, I actually heard some of her comedy. She's horrible. She's one of the worst comics.
So now you're a liar. You're a fucking liar, too.
What?
Way to trip yourself up and then beat yourself down, sir.
What's her name?
Patty Ross.
Patty Ross. And she knows all the O&A comics. Like, she knows them.
She knows Jimmy Norton. She knows Kenny. She knows, like, everybody from the show.
Yeah, so do you. That doesn't make you fucking famous. This bitch is awful looking. Holy shit, she looks like fucking Slimer. She looks like fucking Slimer from Ghostbusters.
She was on an episode of Nip Tuck recently, and I was like, oh my God, I met her. She's really unfunny. That's not the point. What happened was, I was so drunk, we're sitting there, and not sitting there, but standing there. I'm standing, she's sitting at the bar, she's got food coming. And we're talking about Opie and Anthony, who she knows, and I'm like, yeah,
stop saying she knows them. She knows of them as much as I know of them. And you
No, because she explained that she actually was going to open up for Dice, and she gave Jimmy her spot.
I'm sure. I'm so fucking sure of that.
Right. Her resume includes opening for Andrew Dice Clay.
It does. Where?
In her resume on pattyross.com, PattyRoss.com.
Well, then she's the dumbest person ever. Ever!
Yeah, she should be huge, but she's not.
You said she's not funny. How should she be huge?
Well, if she's opening up for Dice. I don't find women comics funny, but she should be bigger than she is.
Don't fault you there, my friend.
She opens up for Dice.
I don't fault you there. I hate women comics. I'm sorry. Yeah, I don't like them.
I've laughed at maybe two jokes by a woman comic ever, and this wasn't one of them. Like, she's just bad. But
you told her she's funny.
I felt bad. I felt really bad for her because she looked so dejected.
Okay, so how did she react?
Oh, she was like, oh, that's really sweet of you. Thanks a whole lot. And luckily she didn't say, like, what was your favorite bit or what, you know, any of that type of crap.
Because yeah, the opener.
Drunk herself. Wait, what?
If it's a woman comic, you always go, oh, I like the stuff you did on the period. Or men. We're all like that. All we do is watch football.
I was like, oh, it must be kind of hard doing comedy here because, you know, it's a family cruise line. Because
you're on a boat with no audience. It must be terrible to do comedy here.
Well, you can't, you know, work blue on a cruise line and everything. And so I brought that up, and she's like, yeah, you know, I had to really edit my act and whatever. And then I get up to start to go to the bathroom. She follows me, and somehow we're still talking, and we walked into the elevator together.
Ooh.
And I'm totally not even do that. I'm just talking to her, and somehow I'm like, yeah, I need to go to my room now. And then she's like, oh, well, what's your room? She wants to follow me.
You should have banged her. You should have shown her what a movie guy can do.
No way.
Was that a hard
man? In a world of shitty food on a boat abandoned from the world, one man addicted to shitty Japanese cartoons must bang a horrific female comic who looks like Slimer. A video game hustler fucked a hack on a cruise line.
No, what ended up happening was I totally lied and said, oh, here's my floor. I just hit a button and just got out and went back up to the bar and told everyone what happened. But this chick totally wanted to take me back to her room or have me take her back to mine. And I was just not having it.
Oh, and we have some catfightish feedback coming from the Pal Talk, or not the Pal Talk room, the thereisnoradio.com chat room. There is no Pal Talk. Barb checking in with, wait, who's the girl they're talking about? Is this Corinne, a.k.a. Donkey Sausage? Do I sense a rivalry? Do I sense a rivalry going on between Barb and Donkey Sausage, occasional caller to the DJ New Style Show? I have no idea.
That'd be funny.
Yeah. But it isn't. It's another female comic.
No, yeah. It was just really awkward, and then I went and saw her stand up the next night, and I was just like, oh, this is horrible. Just really, really unfunny.
Oh, man. Oh, my God. Fucking James Gum tearing it up in the thereisnoradio.com chat room here. Wow, son, she's a fucking battleship. People must have been wondering why there was a slightly smaller cruise liner telling jokes to passengers on a bigger cruise liner.
Oh, God, that's funny.
No, James Gumb has to be in our chat room all the time.
James Gumb is the fucking the king. Hilarious. He is the king. We have Enfield 86 checking in with, I'm telling you, he likes that Patty Ross chick. He's trying to deny it. You know he stuffed that bitch like she was a Thanksgiving turkey.
Actually, I just went up and I got way more drunk. Just way more.
Oh, so you wouldn't remember if you had sex with her?
No, I remember clearly that
she
I didn't.
She gobbled your fucking dick like library books in Ghostbusters.
Dude, that's awesome. The best is fucking, what's his name's dream in Ghostbusters? Where he's just getting blown by some ghost.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what's that guy's name?
Ray?
Dan Aykroyd.
Ray Stantz.
Ray Stantz. Oh, my God.
He's dressed in, like, a Napoleon outfit. Like, just getting a blowjob from a ghost.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah. This is great, great comedy. And people were clamoring for fucking Ghostbusters 3. They actually wanted it after they had that fucking jello mold on that museum.
There was a live action 3?
No, they wanted it.
Oh. Yeah, they wanted the entire cast to come back. Like,
what the fuck?
That nobody could ever agree on it. Apparently, fucking Harold Ramis, whatever the fuck, Egon. Ramis, I don't know. He's Egon.
The S is silent.
Whatever. I don't care. I call him Ramus. Fuck okay. Raimi, whatever. Okay? There's only one Raimi.
Yeah, I know.
Egon's a dick.
Egon's a dick. He couldn't come up with funny shit ever.
Exactly.
Caddyshack 2? Fuck off, Egon.
Yeah.
Fuck off, Egon. And I'm clearing up. I want to clear up some potential drama, but there is no rivalry between our very own Barb and Donkey Sausage. They love each other.
I lubs her.
Yeah.
Lubs.
Lubs.
That's what she said.
The B.
Lubs.
You're listening to the DJ New Style Show. We've got Steve the LARPer on co-hosting, and our frequent guest and sometimes co-host and often target for abuse, Kent the Movie Guy, on the line. We're talking about, I don't even know at this point, Kent's shitty cruise trip.
Actually, Kent right now is rocking.
I'm playing with Flom. I am actually fucking playing with Flom like I'm some kind of retarded 7-year-old.
Dude, wrap it around your face and see if you can breathe.
just strangle yourself so there's no more show.
And
no, you can't. You will pop it.
Oh, that was great.
No. You will actually suffocate. It's dangerous. Dangerous. Give it to all your kids and tell them it's tasty.
Like three more times.
Is it Nickelodeon Flom or is it another Flom?
I don't know. My niece left it over here. It's a nice manly shade of pink.
It's
pink Flom. It doesn't say Nickelodeon or whatever the fuck. It just says Flom. And it's getting dry because I'm playing with it during this fucking show because I need to be preoccupied when I'm talking about shitty, shitty cruise trips. It's funny. This is the type of shit that kids would play with when I was little. Now they have, like, every electronic gadget imaginable. Little kids have everything.
Everything. Have you seen the video games they're marketing to little kids?
What's that?
Have you seen the video games they're marketing to little kids? I see them on TV all the time. With the ridiculously large joystick or ball with just two buttons.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And it's always some...
Nuts.
It's always some nondescript frog teaching them how to fucking spell or learn phonics.
Now they're having, like, major, like, endorsement. Like, they have Spider-Man game for, like, 4-year-olds.
Oh, that's right. I did see that thing.
Yeah, and what really drove me nuts even more was the
dude, but the graphics are shitty. Okay?
Yeah. No, not that.
Dude, it's not about graphics. It's about gameplay.
They had some guy, like, some demon thing with a gun running around going, "What am I doing? There's children playing. I can't be doing this." And then they go into, "Yeah, stop with your violent video games. We have all this educational crap."
We need to back up. I don't even care what we're talking about. Fucking James Gunn has just destroyed it. He's talking about Patty Ross. I think Patty Ross's set would have went better if those hecklers didn't attempt to christen her by smashing champagne bottles over her gullet.
Oh, man, that's funny. Go, James. That's really funny.
James Gum. Feedback hero so far in the DJ News stuff. I'm going to say that I'm going to officially name James Gum the best feedback giver on our show. He provides the best.
At least in the last hour.
He now we will commemorate him with the first annual Shawnee Murphy Award for feedback on the DJ News style show.
Yeah, no.
And the little Jimmy Rhodes Medal of Valor goes to Spandy Man for most creepy feedback by saying he wants to have sex with Britney Spears' sister. Little Jimmy Rhodes.
That was pretty awful.
Medal of Valor. Oh my god. My god. The games the kids have now, they have their own video game systems, their own huge fucking flat screen TVs. They have DVD players. They have everything. Everything. Yeah. Do you realize I had to watch Amen and fucking 227 on a black and white TV / alarm clock? It was like a 4-inch screen, and I would try to watch TV on that in my room. That was the only TV I had, like, for my own. That wasn't like the family's TV. That was like my own little thing. I could watch all the black sitcoms on it. And not be told I'm doing the devil's work.
Dude.
No, I'm kidding. My parents love blacks.
Every time Cam laughs, I think it's Jimmy. Like, it sounds like
Jimmy.
No,
you said Cam. Okay. It's Kent.
Kent. Kent.
Did you just get another IM from Cam?
No.
How many are you up to right now?
You know, I send them all to you. Now.
Yeah, thank you. I have received 95 messages only because Kent has sent 45 messages to me, and he has sent the same.
Direct every single message from Cam back to.
Yes. I only wish I had some of them up now, but I closed them so angrily. He sends me songs. I don't even bother saying what's this. I just accept now. I don't even care. And then he goes, did you listen to that? I'm like, yeah, I did listen to to Metallica. You know, like a Metallica song. Dude, I gotta tell you, one of the greatest songs of all time, Master of Puppets. And nothing. And that's it. Okay, oh great, thanks. Because, you know, I listened to it. And I was just thinking about it. It's classic. It's really good. Here, I'll send it to you. Did you listen to it yet? Over and over and over again. And then Steve. Oh, Steve's sending me a message. Paste. Cam.
Paste.
Dude, I'll tell you what. The best song ever is probably, I have to say, paste. By Metallica.
Paste.
Every time.
Paste.
Okay, correction here. I want to clear Spandy Man's name. He says that he thinks that Jamie Lynn Spears was hot, not that he would fuck a 16-year-old. He just thinks that they're sexually attractive. It's a different thing.
Yeah.
It's a different thing, Kent, the movie guy. So, okay. We touched on it a little bit, but are you ever going to do your show?
No, I don't know. I might be able to do more recordings in... Like,
more, as in, like, your first one?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I did a test show.
Okay,
and
please send that to me for next week. Please.
Yeah, okay.
Please.
Okay. All right,
please.
I will. I'll send you the test show. It's pretty horrible.
Flom is the coolest! I like Flom and Nickelodeon and fucking Jamie Lynn Spears. Oh my god.
But yeah, now that I don't know. Like, apparently everyone at my work has a podcast of their own. And,
do you tell them about this show?
Actually, I did, yeah.
Did any of them listen?
I don't think so.
You know what? I want you to go in there and firebomb your fucking store.
No, dude. I'm getting paid a lot.
Wait, what did you just say? Did you, like, say no? Like, I really want you to do it? Because believe me, the last thing I care about is whether or not your fucking Mac store stays open. I really don't care.
I love my Mac store. I love it. It's nice.
I like going in there every now and then. And,
every Mac store is horrible.
What?
The lighting in every single Mac store ever is the worst lighting ever.
I think I beg to differ. I like it. I like the lighting there. It's nice and bright, and it's pure and white and good. There's not a black surface in there except for that cursed, flat-finished, mulatta, black MacBook.
Yeah,
you know what, but I'm not a racist.
Love one another.
Speed it up. And cut it.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Yeah. Who the fuck is showing themselves?
I don't know.
It's Enfields. I thought it was Rob Zombie for a second. Jesus Christ.
Yo, our chat room is banging so much that we can't keep control of it right now.
I'd like to see that chat room is finally banging.
It's banging, Jim, but it's banging out of control.
It really is. People are on cam. People are having a good time. You really do need to listen to the show.
I don't give a shit. If people get on cam, that's good. Whatever.
If you... Don't listen to the station outside of my show. You're really doing a disservice to yourself. You got to check out all the other shows, all the live programming, Fandick, fucking Indigo Kitchen, Hate the Radio, Robont, you know, Bad Monkey Show. Just go to thereisnoradio.com. Click on
Big
the schedule.
Big Kev's stuff. Oh, wait, that never happened.
You really don't like Big Kev.
I heard he was talking more crap about me. It's no big deal.
Because he hates you.
For no reason.
Because you tried to horn in on his deal for a little while.
When
Opie on the Opie and Anthony show just like said, dude, you know what? You should call in more often. We need a movie guy. and like you just instantly popped an erection and decided, okay, I'll be the movie guy. I'm the movie guy. My name is now Kent the movie guy.
Well, yeah, it was Ben when he was still working there told me to start calling in as Kent the movie guy so they would put me right on.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, wait, now Kent, they have Roland. They don't need me. It's
hold
all
on.
Good.
Kent, what would you like to be known as? Kent the movie guy or Kent something else?
It doesn't matter.
He's Kent the movie guy. There's no changing. Yeah. We did this already with a long time ago in the pre-Radio BBQ days, way back, with Hairless Dan, who was getting older and didn't want to be known as Hairless Dan anymore. What happened to him? We never had him on the show again.
It's kind of the same thing. I don't think Opie wants to be known as Opie, but he always will be.
Yeah.
So I'll deal with Kent the movie guy for the rest of my life.
Like Steve the LARPer doesn't even LARP anymore.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
And just on days ending and wide.
Like, does Ken really even go to the movies? Like, you know, like
actually, you know, I got to see Casino Royale this weekend, and it blew me away.
I hate James Bond. I'm gonna say that right now. I've never seen one, and I never will see one. I'm gonna die having never seen a James Bond film.
All right.
How do you hate James Bond?
All right,
because it seems gay.
Okay. He nails chicks to a time.
Just so Kent knows where I'm coming from, Kent, please listen. Yeah. All the James Bond movies I've seen were, like, not Pierce Brosnan movies, but fucking what's-his-name movies.
There's a lot of other
and who was the guy beforehand?
All right, well, let me say something here. You just said the reason why James Bond is not gay and being a James Bond fan is not gay is because he bangs a lot of chicks. If that logic would mean that it's cool to be a huge fan and watch all the movies of a male porn star, a specific male porn star. Dude, he bangs a ton of chicks! I fucking love Peter North.
I didn't say that.
That's the same thing. Because he bangs chicks, it's okay. It's not gay to be a fan of his.
I can't argue that, because no matter what I say, it just won't be good enough.
Okay, well, okay, fine. At least you knew not to, you know, tread in those waters.
Yeah. 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 No, you know, it was a good movie. I thought it was really, really well done. It's coming out completely the wrong time, but whatever.
Well, what are you going to do?
Well, it was kind of stupid. I mean,
personally, I'm waiting for Silver Surfer, Fantastic Four sequel.
Fantastic Four 2, Rise of the Silver Surfer.
Wow. Is he going to be a villain?
Well, a little bit.
He's going to be like the neutral guy, you know, like... I'm cool, but I'm bad, but I'm neutral.
Is that the first crossover film with the first major feature film with comic books where they crossed characters over?
Yeah, it is.
Wow. Because Silver Surfer is X-Men, right?
No, Silver Surfer is he's his own character. Well, I mean, he showed up for the first time.
Wait, how is this a major comic book transfer character?
Well, I mean, he started on Fantastic Four when Galactus showed up and then he got his own comic.
So
this is the first time taking a character that has potential for his own movie.
Like, the Silver Surfer is involved with the Fantastic Four.
Can we just agree that the Silver Surfer is a fucking stupid idea for a comic book hero? Come on. Superman flies and he fucking punches people. This guy is silver and he surfs? Are you fucking kidding?
He has ultimate power. He has what they call the power cosmic. He's pretty much like Superman. He has ridiculous amounts of power.
And he surfs. Gay.
He finds planets for Galactus to eat.
Gay.
Okay.
He has to search for planets. Gay. I'm gonna say, not almost as bad as Aquaman, almost as bad.
No.
Oh, that's where that. I'm so glad that TV show didn't get picked up. I'm so glad. They were gonna do an Aquaman TV show.
Really?
Yeah. They introduced Aquaman on Smallville last season, and the episode did really well. Wait, what?
Was his name Namor? Like Namor the
That's the Submariner. Aquaman Submariner, different. God, I sound like a nerd.
You really do.
They were gonna give Aquaman his own TV show, and it stinks. The pilot was horrible, and they canceled. So.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Fuck Aquaman. Fuck him in his fish ass.
He's coming back on Smallville, though. For one episode.
Well.
Doesn't really matter.
Why? Yeah. What's he going to do? Is he going to fucking flap around on a dock until somebody throws him into a body of water?
They're doing an episode called Justice. This you don't care, but they're bringing in... They already introduced the Flash, Cyborg, and Green Arrow, and Aquaman, so they're going to introduce one more, and then you kind of have, like, a Justice League lineup.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Hey, now. Are they ever going to do the Justice League movie? I know I saw some amateur fan film that was really trying to pull it off. They had, like, everybody. Way too many characters.
There's a couple...
I saw it yesterday, dude.
Was it Grayson?
Yeah, it was great. Yeah, it was all about Robin.
Yeah,
I saw that yesterday.
You saw the movie or the trailer?
Both.
I saw the movie. Grayson
is just like fighting everyone. He's like fighting like the Joker. He's fighting Batman. He's like,
dude, Superman's like 85 years old. He's like an old bodybuilder.
As Superman, like Superman's all fucked up, and he's fighting Grayson. Grayson's like, I got kryptonite, and he's like, fuck.
He's an old vaudeville bodybuilder with a Superman cape on.
Yeah.
Terrible.
But, the idea is the two movies they want to do is Justice League, and then Marvel wants a, God, why is my brain freezing? They want an Avengers movie.
I don't even know.
The Avengers are Captain America, well, tentatively, like, right now it's Captain America, Wolverine, Spider-Man,
How can that ever happen,
they're
though?
Not making a movie about the Avengers.
Well, what, and Iron Man is in there. What's happening is Jon Favreau is directing an Iron Man movie, right now, which I don't know if is a good idea or a bad idea, but,
You know what? I want to, while we're on this topic, I want to interrupt and say, Ghost Rider is going to be fucking terrible. Thank you.
You know, my friend saw 7 minutes at the Texas Comic Con. He said it was amazing, and he hates comic book movies. Like, he's one of those guys who doesn't pay much attention. And he said after seeing the transformation from Johnny Blaze to Ghost Rider, he has a ton of faith in the film. It's just getting marketed terribly.
Because Nicolas Cage sucks.
Well, he said he was good in what he saw, but...
I think Nick Cage can do a good Ghost Rider. I mean, Ghost Rider is just fucking Nick.
Well, it's not really even him. It's the skull that's important. I mean, it looks really good, and the budget's $120 million.
I predict flop. Kent, you predict what? Hit? Mega hit? Oscar goal?
I predict flop with really good reviews. It's coming out in an awful time, but it has a really good cast. And it has a lot of money behind it.
Fine, I'll say mixed reviews and flop.
I'm gonna say mixed reviews and like mixed ratings just to go along with it. I'm gonna say it's gonna score like an 8 out of 10.
That's not exactly.
That's really good.
Yeah,
actually.
It's pretty damn good.
You think
that's
8
like
is 3 good?
Stars?
Yeah. Are we talking IMDb scale or are we talking Jimmy Rhodes scale?
Rotten Tomatoes percentage.
I'm gonna say
between an
34.
And
34%.
Well, whatever.
See, like, here's the thing. Like, I really like Mark Steven Johnson as a director. He directed Daredevil, which
terrible.
the theatrical cut does suck. I will admit to that. But his original vision for it and the director's cut is really, really good. It is a completely different film from what the studio butchered. And Fox knows that. Fox knows that they totally destroyed his film. And that's why they gave him more money. It's almost like an apology. And if he gets to do everything he wants and have total creative control, it's going to be a really good movie.
Well, I don't know. I just can't see it doing well. I saw the trailer before Borat, the second time I saw Borat. And I just don't think it's going to do too well.
Not a lot of people like him as a character.
I don't. I absolutely hate him. I think it's a stupid concept.
Yeah. He does not have crossover appeal at all.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think, you know, it cost $120 million. It'll probably make it back with DVD sales.
All right, Kent, what are your real feelings about The Black Man?
The Black Man?
Yes. And go.
They're okay. I like hip-hop.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I guess we're going to have to go to it next week, aren't we? We're out of time.
You heard it here, folks. You heard it here first, folks. Ken. The black folk are okay.
Yes, they are. They're great.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody, for calling in and listening and being a part of the DJ New Style Show. We'll see you next week, Tuesdays, 8 to 11. ThereIsNoRadio.com. Cyril!
Cyril!
Shut up.
Ah, shut up.
Yeah. Yeah.
You cock sucker.
Vor dir das Bett in Flammen sehen. Vor dir in Haut und Haaren untergehen. Ihr wollt doch auch den deutschen Flaggen stecken. Ihr wollt doch auch das Blut von Degen lecken.
You cocksucker! What the fuck?
I love you. Give it to me. I love you.
Rammstein.
Didn't it bust me so hard? Slow down, I'm on the spurt.
Ah, sorry.
Rammstein.
Give it to me. I love you.
Ihr seht die Kreuze auf dem Kissen.
Cock!